Coming to you live from Central Texas, it's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the great conversation. And now, here's the host of Let's Talk, Eric Jackson! Alrighty, y'all. Good afternoon. Happy Tuesday to you. And this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and today we're going to have another great conversation talking about some relationships and things of that nature. So I hope you're ready to sit back, relax, give some great conversation, and learn some things, and maybe you'll teach me some things as we go along. And that's what I'm talking about, child. I see 8Nav already here waiting. What's up, 8Nav? Glad you can join me. If you want to join in the conversation today, that's no problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter at drivenforlife62, and it's for F-O-R. And if you want to talk in the chat room, just sign into your Facebook, MySpace, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever you're using, and we can have a conversation there as well. Now, y'all, today is Tuesday. Now, Tuesday, everybody should be settled in now. You know, y'all got over the weekend blues, the Monday blues, so it's Tuesday. So you should be settling in to work. See, this is my job right here, so I'm ready to go also. Now, of course, y'all know what? All this week, I guess I can say I'm lucky enough to have Miss Shasta here with me today again.
Yes.
So, you know.
I have returned.
So we're going to let her get her little 2-3 cents in today as well.
Uh-huh. 4-5.
4-5 already. Oh, my goodness. Well, see, and other than that, we ain't even going to do the commercial today, y'all. That's right. We ain't going to do the commercial today. We're going to skip that. Hey, but if you ever in the Fort Hood Clean area, stop by. Tastes more like barbecue and snack bar. Hey, they got some red Kool-Aid that's off the chain. They barbecue beef sandwich, man, it's on point. And ribs, oh, Lord, I had some ribs the other day, man. That was so good. I almost had to go back and get some more. I'm not going to lie to you. But if y'all ever in the area, man, stop by and see Chiz. He is a veteran. He's African-American. And he does give discounts for military and college students. Well, students, period.
All right. Discount,
so, you know, that was the commercial. Ha-ha, without the music. Okay. All right. We see we got somebody on the line already. So let's bring them in before I get started. All right. Good afternoon. You on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
You didn't know it was me this time, did you?
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Joe. Whatever,
hey, Shasta.
Joe. Hey, how you doing?
What did you think of Eric, Shasta? What did you think of the conversation yesterday, especially towards the end?
I felt enlightened. I think I shared it with every guy I met yesterday.
Wow, that's so cool. Shit. Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. I understand.
Look, don't get Joe started already.
No, that's cool, you know, because you know why? A lot of men and women don't really understand each other, right?
Right.
So we live in a perpetual matrix of we're trying to figure out what's happening, but we don't. And just the normal communication doesn't normally get it because people just don't seem to listen or to want to listen or want to change. So it's so cool when a woman... and now, you know, of course, the men, too, have to, of course, understand what's happening so that men and women can understand what's going on and get along better or at least choose better partners, right?
Right. That's true. Yeah. Even as friends.
Yeah. So what, so what do you mean, Eric, don't get Joe started? Jeez. I thought I was doing okay yesterday.
Yeah. You were doing okay yesterday. Hey, it was a great conversation yesterday. It was a great show. So I'm just saying, let me get my 8 cents in first before y'all get started.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, because y'all get started, and I just sit back and take notes, and I get y'all at the end.
No, but I was very enlightened.
Oh, yeah. We not going to 3 hours today. We 2 hours, and that's it. I'm just telling y'all ahead of time, all right?
Oh, it was so tiring yesterday. We wore you out.
Oh, whatever, Joe. Hey, man. I had been up a long time yesterday. Trust me. All right.
So what do you mean you almost went back for ribs? How come you didn't go back for ribs?
Because I was too full. I went to sleep.
Right.
Well, trust me, if I wasn't tired of sleep, I would have went back for some more. I'm telling you, man, that barbecue is off the chain.
He should have took me the first time.
No, whatever. Anyway, you know, just like Casper the Ghost, you know, she shows up whenever.
Don't believe that, John.
Oh,
Lord.
But so can we maybe... Can we get on the topic of trying to actually find out what's really wrong in relationships so that we can make some sort of progress from there?
Sure, we can. But that's why I left it kind of open today.
Okay.
So, you know, I know we go everywhere when it comes to relationships, but that's what makes the show so great, Joe.
Well, it does. I mean, especially when you have, you know, people with a different point of view, you know, chiming in, but still. It always seems to go around and around. It never really focuses on how do you solve the problem? What are the major reasons why people, you know, were supposedly in love at one time? How do they fall out of love? How come they can't regain it? And what can we do to try to regain it? Because that's, you know, those are the kind of questions that I like to have answered. So,
well, you know, in a lot of cases, I'm just going to give my opinion on that real fast. A lot of cases, people are too quick to give up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like back in the day, how you say back in the day, your parents and stuff, they had problems, you know, they tried to work it out or, you know, they worked it out one way or another. But, you know, today's society, you know, something go wrong, just too quick to just give up on things. Don't try and work it out. You know, a lot of times it's just down to communication. Don't even want to talk it out.
Hey, look, I'm going to need you to stop taking both of my points. I'm going to need you to go ahead and go quit right now.
See, y'all be forgetting this is my show.
I mean, he's right, though. Communication, definitely, and forgiveness. I think a lot of times we say that we forgiven the other person for something that they might have crossed us on or something we were uncomfortable with. We say, you know, I forgave you, but oftentimes we haven't forgiven the person. And because we don't know how to communicate with that person, what we still feel or what's going on, we can't get past it.
I agree that forgiveness, to me, is more important than communication. A lot of people put a lot of emphasis on communication, saying it's the key. I don't think it's the key. I think it's a conduit. I think it's a means in which a person – I think all of us communicate, you know. So, for example, if I'm saying to – well, not my wife, but let's say I'm saying to my girl, this bothers me. And she's going, oh, yeah, right. But she's still watching TV. She's communicating to me. She's not listening.
Or she doesn't care.
Yeah. So I have to get beyond just the communication. I have to find out what's the problem here, okay? And I think communication is very important when you're trying to find out what the problem is. I don't think – see, a lot of people think communication will solve problems. I think in some instances it will. But forgiveness is more important to me than communication. But then I have to ask the question, how many times do you have to forgive somebody before you become a doormat?
Okay.
Let me ask a question real fast.
Okay, don't ask because he already asked one. Let's answer that and then you ask.
Damn, I could have sworn this is my show.
But it makes more sense because you're going to confuse me. Let's figure out what. Yeah, go ahead, Joe. What was you asking? Because I want to answer that.
No, that was it. That was it. And don't put me in on your side right now, Shasta, because this is his show. He's got the mute button. He'll mute me before he mutes you.
I wish he wouldn't mute me over here.
So you can't hear her now, can you? She forgot I got the controls, too.
You know what'll happen, Shasta? You piss him off, he'll go, all right, Shasta, and then he'll mute me. You know.
Yeah. You know what my saying is, you have been tased. Goodbye.
Come here,
get
out of here.
But that's the question.
But
how many
times do you have to forgive somebody?
Yeah, how many times do you forgive somebody before you realize that they're using you?
But see, here's the question, and my question is, runs along that line. Okay, a lot of people say, I forgive you, right? Mm-hmm. Now, here's, you know, me and my boo was talking about this earlier today. Now, if that's the case, then if they keep throwing it back up in your face every time you get in an argument, have they really forgiven you? Forgiven you?
No.
No, they haven't, but that's another question. That's a separate question. That's the person who hasn't really forgiven. But what about if you have forgiven? If I've, how many times? Five times? Six times? Seven times?
Okay. So let me answer that part, and then we'll address the other question.
Mm-hmm.
As far as how many times to forgive somebody, I feel like if I continue, if I tell you that I'm uncomfortable with something or I don't like something, I might tell you a time or two. I'm going to tell you the first time because it means something to me. And when we communicate, I would, from my perspective, I would tell a man, if I'm speaking to you, I'm going to always be speaking from my heart. So please listen.
Right.
So if I'm telling you something bothers me and you care about me and you know this is coming from my heart, you got one or two decisions to make. A change for the better, you know what I mean, for the betterment of how I'm feeling, or to not care at all. Now, if you continue to show me that you don't care at all, you know, a person ain't going to change overnight. You got to give them that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to give a person time to change. But if you continuously see that this person is just hurting you, they don't plan on changing, you've continually told this person that they're hurting you, and they continue to show you how many other ways they can do it, that means you need to walk away. Because now you're wasting your time. And now instead of, I feel like in a bad relationship, somebody always changes. You have to decide who it is. Are you going to be the one who changes and now you can't recognize yourself? Or are you just going to walk away because you want to keep who you are?
Right. I agree. To me, the number four is it. It's like three strikes, you're out. I'm generous. I'll give you one more shot. And then you're out. Now, what about Eric's question? What about, how about if you say you forgive, but you keep throwing, you haven't really forgiven then?
Yeah, I think that's a holding problem. A lot of times in relationships, we have problems with holding on.
Yeah.
We don't want to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those, you just don't want to let it go. Because you know and that other person knows that it's over. It, obviously, you haven't forgiven. You keep throwing it up, and these result in arguments that y'all continue to have. So now it's a matter of just letting it go. If you let go, then I'll let go, and we can let go.
And I'll give that four times, too. Because I don't want, let's say I do something that's terrible. I'm not saying that pisses off somebody, because I was on a show and we did a role play. And this particular woman says that, okay, if she and I were in a relationship or even married, she would want me to call home every day. Even if, you know, like say a half an hour from there, I would be home. She said, no, you got to call me every day. And I'm saying, why do I have to do it every day if I'm going to see you a half an hour from now? Well, just to say, you know, that I'm thinking about you, honey. But then I said, that's an imposition.
That's an insecurity.
You know what? Well, I was going
to put it.
I understand what you're saying, Joe. Right. I mean, you know, even though I may do it just because, you know, let me have the option to call you during the day or not. Especially, I mean, if, you know, sometimes that separation is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody need that little separate. Yeah, in most cases. So, you know, that would be kind of issue. You like forcing me to call you every day. That would create a problem.
Let me miss you.
Yeah.
Can I miss you a little bit?
You know, or if I'm thinking at work and I think about you, you know, I send you a little texty text or something like that, you know. But, you know, let me do that.
Precisely. So she and I went through a mock argument, and it lasted about a half an hour. Okay, now that took – this was a mock argument, right? This was just to show how I would communicate, how she would communicate. And it tired me out. People have to realize that sometimes you are imposing certain values on another person. Sometimes you have to realize that you're not understanding the other person. Sometimes you – and another thing which you brought up at the beginning, Shasta, which is something I'm big on, people have to change. You have to realize that some things about yourselves – things about ourselves. We irritate people, and we shouldn't. And we have to change those I've changed, like, say, for example, my laughter. My laughter could crack boulders, right?
Mm-hmm.
People told me about it. I didn't believe them until I heard it on tape.
Mm-hmm.
So I changed that laughter. It was irritating as hell.
Yeah.
And no, I had another behavior pattern of mine, which I recognized eventually, and I changed that. But sometimes, like you were saying, Shaz, it takes time. So that's when forgiveness comes in, and that's when you have to show your partner, you know, I care about you. I don't know exactly what I'm doing that's pissing you off, but if you give me time and let me recognize what the problem is, give me
I'm
time
willing
to
change.
Huh?
Yeah, but
it's
how many,
the willingness. You got to be willing to change.
Yeah.
Well, how many couples today are really willing to put that kind of work in, though? See, and that's part of the problem.
Why would you be with someone if you weren't willing to put in that type of work?
I mean, it happens all the time, though.
That's why we're talking about this, because it's a problem.
Exactly. Why do you think, like, the first marriages, they're 55-60% divorce, and the second marriages, you think people would have gotten it right by then? 60% divorce.
I'm just trying to find one time.
Yeah, well, you want to get married. Me, yeah, no. I need my space, like Eric was talking about. Give me, you visit me 3 times, 4 times a week. Let me visit you, and then on the weekends, give me some space so we can recharge our batteries. And then when we see each other, it's like
I could be married with space, though. I could be married. I could live like that. I could be married with space. Okay, we could have separate ends of the house.
I don't know.
I need myself. You have your own cave. I'm good. You know, some married people have to live like that. Some people are married and actually have to give themselves time. I guess if you understand the other person, then y'all know how y'all operate.
But if you got to give yourself time, why even get married?
Does that mean be up on me all 24/7?
No. But still, if you live in one part of the house, they live in another. Then
I mean, we don't got to live like that. But I'm sure it's going to take a long break.
Well, that's the way a lot of, you know, and they don't do it just because it's, you know what, honey, let's just take our space together and we'll share our separateness together, which, you know.
That's a woman.
But you know what, they do that? Do you know what average amount of time per week that married couples talk to one another?
Probably 2 or 3. And everybody,
what do you think, Shasta?
If it's not concerned,
I think a whole lot, because a woman is going to always be talking.
The average time, this I heard like something like 10 years ago, so I don't know if it's updated. It was a half an hour a week.
Yeah, that's not right.
A half hour a week.
And that's not.
That's the only time he's listening.
But that's not, that's not, that doesn't include if you're talking about kids and bills. I mean, this is actually sitting down and talking to each other.
Right.
That's not including talking about the kids
you
and all that.
A compassionate.
Yeah, in an adult conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
In a sharing way.
Busyness of life interfere.
Huh?
That's another problem, too. People let the busyness of life interfere with being married or even being in a relationship. Sometimes you let, you know how it's hard to get in touch with somebody sometimes. You're thinking, man, I'm texting you, I'm calling you. If you're so interested in me, how am I not getting a response back from you? Oh, I don't have time. If you're interested in somebody, you're going to make time. I don't care what I'm going to find 2 minutes in what I'm doing to say, hey, I thought about you. You crossed my mind today. Just whatever it was to let you know that I cared. That could change a person's day.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're committed in a relationship. Who was it that said, who agreed with me or I agreed with them, that you're not in a relationship unless you actually make the verbal commitment, both people?
That probably was Stan.
Yeah.
You know,
that
last week.
Well, that's what I believe in. I mean, you know, people can be going on and on for a year and not make the verbal commitment. And then they're not really committed to one another.
So they got that assumption going on between
them.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, that was like what we was talking about the other day. Thursday, in fact, we had the young lady on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, because she said they had been going, you know, for a couple of months. But, you know, like I said, you know, there's such things, depends on, like Shasta said, your actions can say it without you actually, you know, it could be a nonverbal type thing.
I mean, mine would be nonverbal personally. Like I said yesterday, if you sleep with me, we together. I've been a lady up till now, so I'm not going to turn into a hoe today.
Would you tell that to the man, or would you expect him to know it?
I'm verbal, though. No, because I'm verbal. See, I talk all the time.
Oh, okay, so you would tell him. All right.
Oh, yeah. We would have talked about this. I'd have kept it real from the beginning, 100.
She talks all the time.
I would have kept it all the way live with him. Like, hey, you know, I'm really interested in you, and we're talking, and I don't know what you've been through in the past and what kind of females you've run across, and, you know, I don't mean to sound rude or anything, but, you know, if me and you are talking in that way and we have any kind of sexual relations, we're going to be together after that. And I just want you to understand this.
But there's a difference with you, Shasta. In the meantime, as the guy is, and that's another thing too. When guys, when you're past 40, you don't want to go to bed just to notch up notches on your belt. You want to go to bed because you want to make sure the woman likes you and doesn't want to take you for a ride, you know, for about 3 or 4 or 5 days where the guy's spending all the money. But see, you're different. You don't mind taking the guy out. You don't mind picking up the check. You don't mind initiating. So if the guy knows that, then he's going to feel, you know what, she's sincere when she tells me she doesn't want to go to bed with me unless we're actually going to become, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, or something serious. She's not going to use me. So a guy would doesn't mind waiting on you for that. But if he thinks of you as a normal chick, no way. But you already pick up the chick. You already let guys know. You already have a history of that. So I would assume there isn't that much problem.
Okay. So you're saying, and I'm trying to understand because I'm a female.
Okay.
So if we go out and you pay for dinner, I mean, like, I just met you.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, no, three dates, you're in my bed, all goodbye. As a matter of fact, that's it. But if I know you, let's say I know you, let's say you were introduced to me by somebody who could vouch for you, and they say, she doesn't like to go to bed with people. She's not only afraid of STDs, she just doesn't like it unless she really, really likes you. And in the meantime, you can go out with her 2, 3, 4 times. She'll pick up the check sometimes. She'll pay for half sometimes. And she's a good listener. She's not going to whine and nag. And I'll say, cool by me, as long as I know I'm not being used. And then going to bed on the 3rd, 4th, or 5th date, then I know that I'm liked, that I'm understood. Well, hopefully that might come in the later, but that I'm not being used. I can tolerate that.
Yeah, that's too good to be true. You're not going to meet a person who's going to give you the down low on somebody just right away. You just get all the perfect points just right. It's not going to happen. Most of the time, you just got to get out there and try to see what happens. But I try to be straightforward so that I don't have those issues because they irk me. I don't want to be – that's one thing that turns me off about guys, and that'll have me not texting you back and you wondering what the hell happened to me. Like, oh, damn, she just stopped talking to me. If I'm talking to a guy, I think – I want to come off as a lady first and foremost because I had a dad. So I'm not looking for manly love. I grew up with it. So but I'm not looking. So
let's
I'm
say you meet somebody and they don't know you, right? So you go out and he's going to pick up the first check. But then you like him and he asks you out again. And you say, listen, John.
Got it this time?
Yeah. You say, how about if I pick up the check this time? How's a guy going to object and how's a guy going to, well, I can understand how guys would feel. Well, okay, let me pick up the check. But if he feels, okay, if you pick up the check and we can go back and forth, or we actually are sharing equally in the finances, in the time spent with one another, that guy should have no objection to not going to bed.
Right, because he takes me more seriously.
Yeah, because you're taking him seriously.
Right, I feel you.
You know, suppose you go out. Okay, let's say you and Erica are going out. I'm sure you two are friends, but let's say you two are romantic, right?
Go back a little bit. I want to go back just a little bit. Because a lot of times.
Oh, leave Erica out of it?
Guys,
okay.
No, I'm saying that's how guys assume.
Whatever, Joe.
That's how guys assume stuff. Like, let me go back to what I was saying, like, as far as when I meet guys and them knowing that how I am. Like, some of my stuff is unverbal. I mean, it's like I don't have to be verbal with it. I'm a lady from the beginning.
Right.
So since I'm acting like a lady, I expect for you to treat me like one.
Okay.
If I was acting like a hoe and I was half dressed and you know what I mean, I'm talking
right.
all ghetto in the restaurant and you know what I mean, then you might treat me the way that I'm coming off.
No, but that's...
But if I'm completely ladylike from the beginning,
right.
then you would already know, okay, well, let me go ahead and get this door open just for her because she ain't having it.
It's a good thing you brought it up, Sika. Okay. Ladies like to get laid, too, and we know that. So the first date, second date, third date, we want to fuck. Can I say, Eric, you got a problem with fuck or?
Yeah, go
ahead,
Joe.
All right, forget it. We want to get laid. So the thing is, the lady, the woman, the female, she'll make it known, okay, I don't want to. You know, I don't know you that well. But if you've met this guy.
Everybody's reasons for not doing it are different. Like you mentioned STDs. That's one of my biggest reasons for not wanting to have casual sex with people. And I explain that to guys when I'm talking to them. Like when they expect to get sex after dinner in the movie, oh, well, let's go back to my house and chill. And they're chilling and tails seeing if they can get a little bit by rubbing on my leg. You know, that's not going to work. I let them know, like, it's real out here. You know, it's real out here with people sleeping with other folks, mm-hmm. and you got to count how many people you done slept with, because that's who I'm sleeping with. And since I don't know you so well, mm-hmm. and I don't know how you do things in your personal life, let's just kind of hang out for a little while. Get to know me, let me get to know you, so we know where each other's coming from. But to hop in the bed with you, and I don't really know you, I just feel like, if you're trying to give it to me so bad, I don't want it.
And the woman has the right to feel that way, but the man also has the right to feel that he's not being used. So that's why I'm saying, if the man
takes
you...
Why does that mean that? Why does that mean that we want to use you because we don't want to have sex with you?
No. There are guys, for example, when I said 3 dates, you got to lay down, right there, show it, do it, after 3
why?
Dates. Because men get used all the time. Men
so
get
he
used.
If the woman is worth it, this is what I feel like. It depends on how that
he's
man.
Not worth it.
If he's just looking for a booty call and he's just looking to get it, then he's gonna try to get it from whoever it is.
Every man wants it, but some men will try first date, second date, third date, and the fact that they're persistent doesn't mean that they're just animals. The woman can just say no. But here's the thing.
But that, what about importance though? How is that rank in importance for men? Like
that's
how
what
does
I'm trying
that
to,
rank
that's
in
what
importance
I'm trying to
of
say.
That woman?
The sex means a lot if it comes from the heart, right?
How can it come from the heart when I ain't even known you but 2 days? I've known you from 48
I'm trying to tell you,
Chef.
Here's the thing. If you meet the guy takes you out the first date, right? He's paying for you. Now he's trying to get something out of you, right?
You're
telling him no, so he's got to say no, right?
So
now, most women...
Like, oh, you don't want to give me none, so when we get to the gas station, you're going to need to buy your own water.
No, but forget that guy. I'm trying to give you a scenario where this can work for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's the thing. All guys want it the first day, second day, third day, but all guys will wait. But the thing is that we have traditionally been waiting, and then the girl says, oh, I'm not interested anymore. So we're out of money for the date. The second date, the third date, the dinner, the going out bowling, the going to the movie, the going to the dancing. So what I'm saying is, if let's say on the second date, because you're inclined to, right? You're inclined, if you like the guy, you're going to say yes when he asks you about the second time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're inclined to say to him, hey, how about if I pick up the check this time, and you pick up the check, don't you think that guy's going to feel, wow, a little bit special?
No.
Why not?
I mean, I just feel like...
Wait a minute. You're going to pick up the check. You're going to show this guy that he's not spending money on you, wasting his time. You're going to save him some bucks. You're showing him that you like him. Why wouldn't this guy feel special?
I mean, okay. Yeah. I follow you, Joe. I'm just saying, though, like... I'm still trying to figure out where this sex thing ranks importance. I would think if this woman, and just like A-Nav is saying, that goes right in line with what I'm finna say.
Uh-huh.
She said Joe should be happy that a woman doesn't want to jump in the sack right away. If she's willing to do it with him, she's willing to do it with anybody. And that's the way that I describe myself when I'm dealing with guys.
Right.
Some guys get turned off. Like if I, what can I do for you? You know, they'll help me with that little jazz. And I'll tell them, like, if I'm trying to give it to you that quickly, you should understand that the next man who tried to get it from me, I'd have gave it up to him that quick, too.
Yeah, but you know what?
Hold on, Joe.
Okay.
So am I really the type of female that you want to have any serious thing going with if you know you could get it from me in 2 days? That means the next brother behind you, I gave it up to him in probably 1 day. You know what I mean? Like, this is what I normally do. I don't got no limitations to what I do. I'll hit you in 2 or 3 days. No. See, a real woman, she wants you to take her. You have to understand, I'm a woman, speaking from a woman's perspective.
Okay.
A real woman wants you to take her seriously. So the reason why she doesn't give it up, and it doesn't mean she's wanting you to spend all her money, all your money. You just got to know the difference between a girl and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with a woman, she just wants you to respect her. It's a respect thing for us. We don't want to just be giving you the goods in 2 days, because we feel like you don't respect us no more.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, look, that's an honest perspective. Let's say you don't want to give it up till the third date or the fourth date. That's fine. That's not the problem. The problem is
I'm not putting a number on it either, baby. I'm not even putting a number on it.
Well, I'm putting a number on it, and I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because there are lots of women who do not think the way you do. There are lots of women who will say, you know what? You better wait for a quality woman. And then what happens after the third date? Well, you know what? We don't have the chemistry anymore. And the guy goes off thinking, what did I do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. She was a gold digger from the beginning. There are lots of women like that. So after a while, when we start to mature, going into our 30s and 40s and realizing that even if 50% of the women are gold diggers and 50% are good, we're still out a lot of money. So what do we want? We want to make sure, oh, look, I'm not spending fucking money on you. You got to be out of your fucking mind. So then.
Okay, but all that says to me, though, is that guys are really after sex.
No, how can it say that to you?
I mean, because think, a guy is already plotting how many days he's going to keep you on before
right.
he gets the goods.
Then
like, if I take her on two, then I might go ahead and get the goods. And then if I don't get it tonight, then I'll see if I take her out on Saturday and I might get it that day. A guy, that what you sound like to me as a female mm-hmm. is that you plotting how many dates we going to go on before you get it. Now, a woman like me, I'm letting you know off top. You might as well stop counting.
But
you
how much? Calendar away.
Well,
why,
before we go any further, hold on. We got another caller want to get some of this.
Okay.
Y'all can continue. Good afternoon, y'all. Let's talk. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Eric? How you doing? This N.O. Low, brother. How's it been going?
Oh, it's been going good. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How's everybody doing?
Hey,
okay.
First and foremost, are you serious? You mean to tell me if you're not feeling me after the first date, you decided already that you'd have made your mind up? I mean, we're adults.
Oh, no,
baby.
Woman, Let me clarify.
Hold up. I sit here and listen to everything you had to say.
Yeah.
Now, a real woman is going to make a decision and say, you know what? I'm really feeling this guy. And, you know, I don't usually do this, but, hey, you know what? Here's my exception to the rule right here. And that guy, hey, I don't know about most guys. I mean, I know if I take you somewhere and we wind up hitting the sack afterwards, I'm not going to look at you, oh, this whole man, hell, everybody probably fucked up. That's stupid, man. I mean, because everybody don't get those privileges. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
And somebody told me even in the chat room to go ahead and stop you. Because, see, you had got me misconstrued. So let me go back and clarify like I was saying in the beginning. Okay.
The thing that makes it so easy for me to say all this is because I won't be after the quote unquote goods anyway. See, I'm not getting anything special that just because you give me a little something. That's not special, you know.
Okay. Well, let me hit you with this though. Let me fix you because you're a little broken. So we're gonna glue you back together. We're gonna go and fix you.
You got the wrong dude.
Okay. Now, first off, I would have thought you were sounding kind of suave from the get. So just me, I'd have let you know no matter how bad I was feeling you, even if I had an exception to the rule, a real man would need to check me and be like, she got exceptions for the rule this time. Well, how many other dudes she accepting to the rule? Come on
not
now.
True.
I'm not. Hold on,
not
baby.
True.
Look. I don't really know you. I don't know about anybody else, but 24 to 48 hours is not finna let me know that this is true love. AIDS and herpes and syphilis and gonorrhea and everything else is spread very quickly. So I'm not finna tell you that I love you in 24 to 48 hours, so I'm about to open up my legs and endanger myself. For you.
All right, hold on. We got somebody else want to get on this.
I'm sorry, boo. I don't love you that quick.
All right.
So I ain't finna promise you to love. You can go and keep taking me out if you want to.
All right, hold on. We got
but
somebody
I told
else.
You
we got somebody else want to get in. Y'all make this another great show. All right, 424, you on the air. Talk to me.
Okay. I didn't want to call in, but I'm going to have to call in. This is A-Nav.
Well, hello, A-Nav.
Hey.
I did not want to call in. Now, all this talk about I should sleep with you on the third date and after the third date, don't you think that's something that you should be discussing on the first date? I think that the men, sometimes their conversation just isn't suave enough. They're in their heads, they're so worried about when they're going to get in somebody's pants that they forget about all the other questions. These are things that are just simplistic. have the conversation up front. You get a feel for what kind of conversations you can have with people, and then you know where to take it from there.
That's true, and that goes into what Joe was saying of how we make relationships work. Part of that is making a relationship work. If your mind wasn't so busy on whether or not you was getting in my draws, you would have listened to the conversation we just had over dinner. You would have been enlightened by my conversation, and you would have known I was a lady from the beginning. So for the next few dates, you would have already known she's not that type. So if I'm interested in her, I'm going to have to proceed differently than I do every other female that I'm talking to. If I really am interested in her, if she's not just a booty call. See what I'm saying? I just needed a lady to let me know I wasn't crazy.
Well, no, but here's the thing. Men and women don't really understand one another. Like I said, from the women's perspective, let me see if I have this right. Women are kind of concerned about going out with a man because they don't know him yet, right? So they want to go out a couple of times, three times maybe, before going to bed because they really want to know. What?
Here, you and your numbers.
Well, everything can be quantified. The thing is that I'm going to give you the male perspective like I did before, I'm going to show you why I have these numbers. But from the female perspective, correct me if I'm wrong, all right? Since now we have two women on the line.
Okay.
The women are concerned that the man might think of them as a hoe if they go to bed too soon. So they want to make sure they also like the man, so they want to go to bed with him if they want to go to bed with him sometime in the near future, but not right away. Am I right about that?
So
you miss safety, too.
Uh-huh.
You miss safety first.
Exactly. And Joe, you have to have a mind that women aren't so timid. This isn't the 1800s where we're sitting here with hankies, dropping them on the floor, expecting them for you to pick us up either. But I'm not saying that we're so pro-women's lib that we don't expect you to pull out our chair or not open the door for us.
I don't care about that. That's not even an answer to my question. You're bringing in this kind of romance.
Oh, very good point.
Hold on, let her talk.
I haven't finished my point yet.
Joe, the problem is you get a little too excited. Now, I've sat on the sidelines. I'm just now calling in. But you get extremely excited, and maybe that might be a turnoff for women. Why
all right, okay. Date? The thing is, I haven't finished my point. So I want to finish my point, then I want to get some affirmation as to whether or not I got it right or not.
But you did say, am I right or am I not right?
But then you went off on this romance thing. I'm trying to get a specific answer.
I'm just saying women are not as timid as you may think they are. Obviously, I've got a voice because I'm
okay, so you're not timid. But what does that got to do with my question then?
I'm just telling you, women are not as meek and mild as you may think that they are. Women can sit there, you can have a conversation with a woman and say, hey, how often do you have sex on your first or second date? I mean, that's not a problem. We're in 2012 right now.
But you know what, A-Nav?
That is what you say.
Look, everybody, look, and I'm going to help A-Nav out. You have to understand that and I can honestly see that you might think a lot of ways like I do. A lot of women don't think the way we think. So I'm feeling Joe when he says we really educating them because most women don't even think like this. They are on that bullshit. You know what I mean? They are already trying to get goods. You've already tried to find out what kind of car he driving. You done called your homegirl to told her what he done picked you up in. You know what I mean? You already trying to find out what kind of money he make. And around here, it's a military base. So the gold digger's already, oh, girl, he on Fort Hood, girl. He got that money. You know what I mean?
So
men often get turned off by women who already think like that. So for real women, we got to turn around and educate them to let them know that we don't think like that.
Is this form actually geared towards relationship building or just having sex? Which one is it?
No, it's geared toward relationship building.
Yeah,
relationship class. This ain't just about sex.
Let me just say that then. Now, okay, I will go here. Now, the first time I meet a woman and we chat and whatever, we decide to go on a date or whatever, now, I already got in my mind, hell, I got probably a 97% chance that I'm going to knock her down on this date. And if
she trying to fuck?
Well, hey, if I'm trying to fuck, I'm going to be trying to fuck in 4 or 5 months.
But you're wrong for the conversation, though. Because we looking at real men who want to know how to make their relationship last and how to get a real woman. So if you just looking to fuck, you got the wrong conversation, bro.
I don't talk about that word.
If he thinks that dinner
at McDonald's is going to get down somebody's pants, that ain't going to work either.
Then he's messing with hoes, and he needs to find him a real woman.
Well, see, you keep saying real this and real. Hey, as long as you got your age, you having your business, everybody's an adult here, and you can take it out if you want it.
That's not how you make relationships last. Joe, I need your help. Come on, help this man out. He's drowning.
All right. I'll wait till he finishes, and then I'll jump in.
Let me finish. First, you're not going to tell me a damn thing about a relationship because I've been married almost 12 years to the same woman. And
so she must have let you have it the first 24 hours as well.
She don't let anything. We have a very good understanding. We respect each other as adults, and that's how everything started. And as far as, if I cut on the first date, I'm giving you everything that I did before I even knew who my old lady was. Because, I mean, just, you know, meeting a woman and, I'll play this goody-two-shoe role. Oh, yeah, I'll run that game with you. And I'll take you on a few dates. And it's all going to lead up to the same thing. Either a good time or a hell of a relationship, one or the other. I've been there.
Damn. I don't want to build my relationship off of whether or not we had sex. Because to me personally, my sex is so bomb, you're going to come back. I don't need to even put that on Front Street.
No, Shelby, he said one or the other. He said, oh,
that's
what I
said. Why don't we let him finish?
Choosing on what you want to go on. See, like I said, either we're going to have some good sex or, hey, we can have some good dates and I can like you and... Eventually,
damn, so there's no chance that you ever took me seriously. Listen, you never took me seriously for marriage because you was already trying to get in my pants. So you was never taking me seriously. See, a real woman, I don't just want to be your sex toy. I'm with you because I want to see if we can build a relationship, and this good relationship
turns into a good marriage. That's what men want too. The thing is that men want to get laid too. There's nothing wrong with that. Women want to get laid. Honest women will tell you. They want to get laid. Okay?
Exactly. So,
but why is getting laid the number one thing on your mind?
I'm trying to tell you, but every time I do, okay, go. Eric, you want to be the traffic cop or Shasta? You want to be the traffic cop?
All right, hold up. Wait a minute. Let me get Supreme in here.
Oh, boy, now we got a mix.
All right,
Supreme.
What do you mean by mix?
Supreme, you're on the air. Oh, man, you sounding good.
Highly,
today.
Brother.
Go ahead. Fine,
highly,
fine.
Brother, Eric. What do you mean by me? Hello, Shaz.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm highly blessed. And highly blessed to the other caller. And highly blessed, Joe.
Hey,
and the other brother. Yeah, so, hey, what I was going to say now. Right. You know, I'm going to say something controversial, right? And this is about the relationships thing, you know, when it comes down to women and men, you see, let's say that if I saw that the sooner a man and woman first meet, right? I can't hear you so well, baby.
I can't hear nothing you saying.
Hear me now?
No.
You can't hear me now?
You're just getting louder. You're just yelling.
I'm just yelling.
Maybe that's a little better.
No, your phone is never good, Supreme. Never.
Wait, your phone's never good. I got an Obama phone.
Wait a minute, wait. Supreme, call in on that phone you called in the second time yesterday. Now, that was clear.
Okay. I'm going to go and come back in.
Okay.
I think you have to travel to the United States to have a clear phone.
I think that sometimes you have to actually look at the person that you're dealing with, too, because... if you already know this isn't somebody that you actually want to have a relationship with, then, hey, you already know.
I already said that, baby. Joe, didn't I say
fine.
That already?
Well, I'm giving it to you from a man's perspective because there have been nice women that I have met, and it could have been just one small thing that I said, you know what, that right there throws everything off, but I have sex with her. And, you know, that's not the right avenue to go about this if you're really looking for a relationship. Because if you want that relationship, none of that bullshit matters.
No. Let me.
Sound like an STD.
Now, let me disagree with you just a little bit, Carla. The thing is that women don't want to be thought of as hoes, so they don't want to go to bed right away, which I can understand, right? Now, the thing is, you and I, plus when Supreme gets on the line and Eric, we have to let them know, you know, that we want to go to bed because we like it. We don't mind waiting if the woman's worth it, but how do you tell the difference between a woman who's worth it versus a woman who's just using you for your money?
Okay, that's a great question. Now, let us women talk.
Okay.
I'm glad you answered, and let the women respond. How do you know the difference between somebody that's worth it and one that's not? Now, for the ones who are not worth it.
Somebody swimming in the ocean right now? Somebody's scraping their house. They're doing carpentry.
Somebody's taking a bath.
All right. Okay, I figured it out. Go ahead.
Anyhow, the difference between one that's wasting your time, basically, and one that's really worth your time.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to all depend on that. And I feel like I would be a great example of somebody that wouldn't want to waste time, really. Because we're going to come out and we're going to have this real great conversation right off. I'm going to tell you what I'm looking for from the beginning if I have any interest in you, like something more of something. If I don't have any interest in you, then I'm probably going to put you in the friend category. A-Nav, you know what I'm talking about, the friend category?
That's right.
Yeah, I went ahead and put you in the friend category, so you can go ahead and stop. That means we're going to be friends and this is going to be great. But I'll let you know from the beginning that we were just going to be friends. I won't even lead you to believe anything other than what's really about to go on right now. So if I see that you're using that game, that little sly, the dude who had called in, he said he married, but he sound real sly, like he's still running game. So it might be
you.
Ain't no Al here. It might be you.
Check me up.
So what I did want to say was, since you still know the game, I mean, you sound like you know the game newly, like you've been refreshed on it. You know, like you still in the street.
You see, now you're trying to start trouble, Chester.
No, the game has changed.
The game has changed.
If you keep thinking it's the same, look, you telling people it's the same. Okay, you're married. But if you keep telling fellas it's the same, then they're going to stop believing that there's still real women out here. Because they're going to keep believing that it's just the same.
Let's assume he's married. And why don't you give us the answer as to how we can tell the difference between a real woman and a woman who's a gold digger?
Okay, we already talked about the fact that she's willing, for one, to pitch in just like you. She's already made it known that this isn't just a one-way street all on you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, this isn't just you doing it. I'm willing to play a part as well because I can see us, you know, doing this in the future. This can be a 50-50.
So, in other words, like on the second date, like you said yesterday, on the second date or third date, you don't mind either picking up the check or paying half.
Right. And then
Precisely. So when the other women don't do this, but they say the same thing as you.
I mean, look, it can also be as deep as a lot of times when somebody calls you or texts you, you don't want it to be one-sided. With a female that it's one-sided, it's kind of like she may just be after you for your money or what she can get from you. When a female is really interested in you, I think that she takes initiative just like you would because she's interested. So she might call you. You might get texts from her. She's showing just as much as you want to hear from her, she wants to hear from you.
Yeah, but see, let's say the woman does that and she says, let's go out again. And the guy goes out again and picks up the date. Picks up the tab for the date. You need to leave her alone.
Maybe
we need to find out what Joe's definition of a gold digger is, because a gold digger isn't just going to be looking out for a few dinners here and there. She has a lifestyle of
gold digger. But those are the what you might call the first tier gold diggers. But there are a lot of women who
What I was saying was leave her alone, Joe.
Well, still.
Exactly.
But let me tell you why, though. I said leave her alone for a reason. I try to have logic behind everything I say. I left her alone because, for one, you said she asked you to go on a date, right? Did you ask her or she asked you for the second one?
Well, the first time, if I ask her out, I expect to pay.
Right. So if she asked you for the returning date, which I've done, I told you I asked him to go out yesterday. So
what about if I ask her out again for the second time?
Okay, well, if you ask her out, Joe, I am going to say this. If you're asking someone, that entails that you don't mind tipping the bill. Now, if she's any kind of woman, she doesn't mind letting you know that she got a couple of dollars in her own purse. Like, I didn't bring this just for show.
That's right.
Like, just like you paid, I got some, too. Now, don't get me wrong, but a lot of men, if you're a true gentleman and you know you asked her, you don't even really expect for her to pay because you realized you had enough interest to ask her again. So
that's
you really
true.
Didn't
exactly.
expect too much from that, okay?
That's true.
Because
and
you
thing, it goes, and here's where the numbers come in. I ask out again for the third time, and she
stop
says,
asking,
yeah.
Stop
but
asking, baby. Because if she's interested, you don't have to play all the field.
If
you don't have to
but that's,
the only
that goes back to the question, Shasta. How do
what?
You know? Because we can do this for years
How do you
and
know?
Years.
Look, you've already said, look, you've talked to this woman 1, 2, 3 times. If you don't know in this 1, 2, 3 times of keep asking and spending money, then you have
but
a
you've
problem.
Already spent the money.
Look, Joe, what kind of conversations are you having?
It doesn't matter. Time? She's a go-getter.
It does matter. Look. The only way to tell if she is or not is by listening to her conversation.
No,
as well.
It isn't. That's not the
yes,
only
it
way.
Is.
Because
listen,
if she, look,
okay.
you know
my,
what?
It's not
came
the only
up
way, but it's very important to listen to the type of things that are.
But
that
you, and I'm telling you, you don't know.
Okay. I don't know when I'm a woman.
Well, I'm not
I'm
saying you.
Woman.
I'm saying men don't know when the woman doesn't want him to know. She's going to act nice and sweet and demure and everything, and then after the third day, you know what? We just don't have the chemistry anymore. And then
well,
after we...
Joe, I have a question. Joe, I have a question for you.
First, acknowledge if what I said makes sense before we go off the topic. Does what I have just finished saying make sense?
We're not going
sense?
Off the topic. I have a question for you, Joe.
And
if
I got a
to
question
go...
for you to answer.
Well, you can ask away, but the thing
then
is...
Then answer the question,
to...
then, before going off topic. Does,
ahead,
what, does
answer,
not what
answer,
I have just please. Said make sense?
Oh, everything you say makes sense, Joe.
Don't be sarcastic. We're trying to find out how to make relationships
I'm
work
not,
here.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. You're always on the defense. That's
all right.
The problem.
So if what I said.
A gold digger is not. A gold digger is a type of woman. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I would consider
stop.
That.
Hey, look. Let's stop doing the trivial thing. To a man who's been spending money on a woman, plenty of women, as you've already admitted, Shasta, from yesterday and today, there are not a lot of women like you and Navar or Nabar. Then if there's
right.
95% of the women are not like you, and we're meeting them, and we're spending money on them, for you to say, well, you know what, you really got to have a conversation to find out, you know. Really.
No, I'm saying change the type of woman you're talking to.
But it doesn't work is what I'm saying to you.
So you're saying you didn't gave up. I don't know how old you are, baby, but
I didn't say I gave up. I said it doesn't work. I'm saying that your advice is
to the same type of woman.
That's what you're saying. Change
listen to what I'm saying, not how you're interpreting what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. You're talking. You're saying you will find out through conversations with the women how they are.
It helps.
What about character? Doesn't character go into play?
Okay, you're not listening to me. So go ahead. Go ahead with what you got to say.
The way she walks,
okay, well,
the way she talks, the way she dresses.
If I can ask
the
question.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
If I can ask Joe a question. Joe, what about the type of women, if you were to go out with a woman and she said, I'm not that type of a woman to sleep with you on the first date, but let's go upstairs, watch a movie, and you start patting each other down, and it happens. Then would you be happy? Are you satisfied with that? She did it on the first date.
Well, I could answer the question directly, but since nobody here is answering my question directly, let me go off on another topic.
No, I need
what
a man to answer
I,
that.
What can I think of?
We need a man in the room to answer
up.
That. We really need one of the men in the room to answer that.
Of course I can answer that.
Please
That's
do.
That's fine
please.
With me. Like I said, hey, I didn't expect for you to leave home with a chastity belt on in the first place. You know, if it happens, it happens.
Do you respect her, though? Do you respect her, though? Do you respect her in terms of being in a... Oh, listen, let me ask you. Do you respect her in terms of possibly being in a lasting relationship with her?
You damn right.
How? Because if she gave it to you that easy, how come she couldn't have gave it to somebody the day before? A few hours before. What made
wait,
you
wait,
special,
wait,
baby?
Okay.
What made you
okay,
special?
Wait a minute. Okay, you keep asking the same question. Why are you making a gumbo and you keep putting different ingredients in? I'll
no.
give you an answer. You want
to
dump something else?
Don't
I'm
know how to do a woman,
hey.
He wanted to know how to tell the difference between a good woman and one who was on that bullshit. Well, look,
okay,
if I just want to give it up to you the first night, that damn quick, you don't know me from Adam, from Eve, I'm just giving it up. How much respect do you really have for me? I'm not going to meet your mama tomorrow. You're not going to take me to meet your mama, baby.
Okay,
I'm not going to go.
Listen, now, you're giving me what you have to say. I can go on 10 dates and still never know who you are because you could have ran so much game. Everything I think that.
So why would
you
want to sleep with me? So why would you want to sleep with me then? If you know that you can go on 10 dates and still not never know me, then why would you want to be in my pants? Because I could have herpes
that,
over here and gonorrhea and HIV.
You keep throwing all these.
So people want me to keep my pants.
He never said you went bad back.
Are you
he didn't say you went bad back.
With unprotected sex, are you doing that? Because I wouldn't. And
it don't matter.
It don't even matter.
So is that what men think? That just because they put a hat on it, that prevents anything? Is that what would make a man lick her up?
Yeah. Only if you don't kiss her, you know. Certain men don't like to kiss, you know. They just want to drill.
Other ways that you can get infected.
We're talking about sex.
It's other ways you can get infected with stuff, but it's
easy. But I'm saying
that
you went bareback, didn't it?
Hey, I don't have to sit around and wait for your ass to decide after 6 or 7 days. Oh, well, I guess I know him well.
I don't believe this man. I don't believe that this man will
be
and that you will want to marry her.
Let me
I don't see no real man who could see himself wifing a woman who wanted to sleep with him the first time he met her. Oh, I just wanted to wipe her and take her home.
Let me say something. Let me say something, you just said
out of your own mouth.
You're not going to make me believe that that will be somebody that you could see as being your wife. Why would you
look
at her and say...
Let me finish.
So special.
You just said...
Like, for me the first night, I would ask the woman what made me so special.
Hold up. Everybody's trying to talk over each other. Now ain't nobody being heard. All right, now, Supreme, go ahead.
Now, what I was going to say, yeah, to build on what the brother was dealing with and what you're trying to say, sister, is this. I think that if you're a woman, right, and you've already had sex before, you've had bad relationships, and what I've found firstly, right, that a lot of women who say that they was in bad previous relationships, like, they say, oh, everything was all good until I had sex with him. He was a totally different man. So I would say, advise most women, if you've lost your virginity already, the sooner you have sex with that man, the sooner you're going to know who you're dealing with, you see? Or get closer to knowing who you're dealing with, you see what I'm saying? So that's the advice I would have.
I understand what you're saying, but only men think like that.
I'll give that advice to my daughter. If she's already been defiled, I'll give the same advice to my own daughter. If she's already had sex before and she's had bad relationships, I say, the sooner you have sex with that brother, the sooner you're going to know what it's really about.
You're going to tell your daughter that the sooner, Mr. Eric, you're going to tell your daughter, this is a man. You're going
to
tell your little girl.
Don't take what I'm saying out of context, please.
Whether or not he's real.
Hell
no. Wait, sister, wait. Don't take what I said out of context. I said if she's already had sex before, yeah? And
okay.
She's had
so
bad relationships.
Okay. Baby, it don't make no more sense.
Don't take it out of context.
Awesome.
I'm not trying to tell a virgin to go and have sex and bust let anyone have sex with you as soon as you meet them. You know, I'm saying that. If you've already had sex, and this is advice I'll give to any woman. If you've already had sex before, right, and you've had bad relationships, whatnot, the sooner you have sex with that brother, and the sooner the better, you're going to really know what he's about.
That's horrible.
And even
that's
I have
horrible.
Changed after
that's
I
That's horrible advice. I wouldn't give nobody
after
that advice. Because the world,
don't
I don't
like
know where
that
you live, but it's real out here.
That's the
it's
life.
Real out here. So if I want to prove myself
real,
to you, so
real out here.
You know,
what are you trying to say? What?
Talk,
because I'm from Britain, I ain't from real.
I'm a woman.
Is that
from
what
a woman's
is?
Perspective. Let me talk.
Oh.
Because if everybody
oh.
thought like you, if everybody thought like you, and
yeah.
we just felt like in order to prove ourselves, we need to sleep with this man. In order for me to know you so much better, let me sleep with you. I'm going to know all about you for
yeah.
sleeping with you. Let me tell you, most people hold themselves back. Let's think. I'm going to ask y'all guys. This is actually a question. I'm asking all the guys. All the guys. Can I ask a question? Let me ask a question.
Oh, say.
Do you believe that most women hold back the first time you have sex with them?
Yeah, they do.
I need more than one man.
They hold that too long.
You believe that a woman is holding back the first time she has sex with you?
They mostly do. And I think if they're not a virgin, right, they shouldn't most of them hold back, and then they're not even a virgin.
It's a reason it's a reason why people.
Hey, people, stop talking over each other. You're not going to communicate
because
well.
They think they're
still
sacred. If they've already had sex with other guys, what are they trying to hide now? What are you trying to keep from people? What are you trying to keep away? You like the guy, he likes you. What I'm trying to say to you is that I've seen countless relationships, right, where women complain about the brother or they left the brother. They say it was all right the first 3 months where she never had sex with him, yeah? He was doing everything that she wanted. And as soon as he got that pom-pom, he was a totally different man. And that was his real self. 'Cause, you see? I'm just being real with you, sister. You know, a woman can make me hold out. I've got my queen anyway. But if a woman can make me hold out for a year, I'm going to treat her nicer than nice because I want to get in them knickers.
Once I get Let me ask
knickers,
you a question.
I'm going to be my real self.
Okay. I don't know if anybody in this room is religious, and I'm not going to get really deep.
Agree with that?
Although most people are still having sex before marriage, can you still see the importance of not having sex before marriage? Can you see the importance of not having to deal with all those other issues?
Now, sister, I'm going to contradict myself there. If a woman's a virgin, the only way for me to accept, and I'm not telling women to go and have sex with a man on the first date. I'm not telling them to do that because a man's image of you is going to be low now. A man doesn't want a woman that, if you slept with a man in the first time, then the man's going to probably think that you're with everybody. I wouldn't tell a sister to go and have sex with him the first time you go out with him.
You did contradict yourself.
But maybe after a couple of dates, maybe after 3 dates, you know, have sex with a guy. If you like him, yeah, you're sexually attracted to him, get that sex that might, you know, get out of your thought, because a woman might be very sexually attracted to the man, you know. So I'm saying she might as well get out of her system from early so she can really get to know the brother. Because a man doesn't lay out his cards until he gets had sex. And that's real talk. Maybe that man there don't know, but don't understand, you know. Maybe the gentleman's a bit too old, you
that's
know.
Real. But I mean, that's real as far as from a man to a woman, because I wouldn't understand.
That's some of the realest shit you heard.
I mean,
that's real talk.
We wouldn't know as women that that's the way that y'all think. We don't understand it either. There's going to be a lot of women who don't agree with that because we're women and we don't understand because we don't think like
that. These guys have on the phone. Like, I've never had the problem with having to get women or to, you know, get in the opposite sex, you know, because, like, I've always been a man that if I say hello to a woman and she looks at me up and down or she don't give me the vibe that I want, I move on and I keep on until I get what I want. You understand? I don't give up.
I mean, my dad told me the same thing about a man, though. He told me the same thing growing up, and I grew up with a loving father so that I didn't have to be a hoe and be looking for the love of other men. He told me the same thing, that a man will hang in there. He'll pretend to be your friend. He'll pretend to be that loyal person that you need to get your goods. So in order for me to protect my good stuff, my daddy told me to walk lightly, tread lightly, and listen to a man. Don't be just willing to throw your drawers on the floor. Because he said you look pretty today. Or he said he loved you this week. Because the same way he telling you that, women, we're thinking about who else you done told it to. You sounded good when you told me that I was sweet and that I smelled good tonight. And that's the reason for me to drop my drawers. But how do I know you didn't tell Billy Sue and Mary Jane that the day before? So in order for me to protect myself, I feel like I just need to know more about you. And for me to know more about you as a woman, it's mental. For a man, it's physical. You see the difference?
I agree with you that most women deal with a man for the mental. A majority of women deal with and material. It's not as physical as the man looks at. You got to remember that it's mental and physical. Yeah? And what kind of power that they think that that man possesses, you see?
True.
It's not all... I will give it that. Men think about the physical in when looking at relationships more than men do. I mean, less than men do, you know? Men always think about the physical, what looks good to him, without even knowing that the woman's an idiot in her head. You know, I've had some pretty-ass women like Beyonce, and after I had sex with her, and after a couple months around that mind, I end up hating them.
Yeah.
I end up hating these ladies.
I mean, but that goes with everything that glitters ain't gold. Just because she looks good and smells good, that don't mean that's what's good.
Yeah.
I mean that kind of goes along with it.
Take note of what I'm telling them. I mean, these brothers on the line should take note of what I'm telling, especially you, Joe. Sometimes that woman that you think she's beautiful, she's amazing, she ain't the one. There's most of these women who are very pretty, they ain't got no substance. They're dumb as a bunch of rocks. That's real talk, mate.
I mean, a lot of, and I want to say that too, like, it's like guys don't feel like they can have a regular woman. Like, she got to be something else. She got to be something spectacular for you to tell your friends. Why she can't just be a regular woman that you can be proud of, one who's ready to go home and cook and clean and hold the house down? Why she couldn't be regular? Why did she have to be Angelina Jolie or Beyonce?
It's the programming in the TV.
I believe that. That's what men are looking at. Oh, we want her. And they don't realize that her is unattainable. And since they're trying to attain her so bad, they're taking out women that they can't afford. You wouldn't have needed to take out a real sister that many times. Now I got to take you out. You know, you showing up on the doorstep with Louis Vuitton, and I know I can't even buy stuff like that. So you might not be my girl. If I can't pay for things like that, and I can't take you out in the cars you like to go out in, then you may not be my type of woman. I might need to find me a woman if I'm cheap. That's down with the dollar menu two or three times a week. If that's the type of person I am, then I need to find that type of woman who's down with being that type of woman with me and not looking for me to give any more than who I really am. If all
and I've heard Joe talk about Angelina Jolie, and she don't look like shit without her makeup set, as she's wearing.
I agree with that, with the big old lips.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Blown up fake.
You need to find the real person. Stop trying to get with the costume designers and, you know what I mean? Find somebody
real.
Real is somebody that you can relate to that's on your level. Y'all on the same playing field. And she might not be a looker to your friends, but, you know, what's not perfect to somebody else might be perfect to you. So, what works for you? That's what makes it work.
If I can, I'm going to give the skinny of it. Okay, now, as far as me meeting a woman and we go on a date and she decides that she want to, you know what, I want to have sex with you because, hey, I'm feeling you like that. I don't usually do this. And, okay, let me finish. And that's all that's fine with me. Now, as far as how somebody else would play that, that's their business, but... Okay, let's say that you go on five or six dates and you're this lady that have all these morals and all these values, and this guy, you're holding out on him. And if he ain't getting it from you, he's going to be screwing somebody else, but
and
taking
what?
You to get it, so he's getting it anyway. So
that's
as
true.
As far as I'm concerned.
Well,
you
you're
know,
absolutely right. And as women, we realize
little,
that if we're not.
The little 90-day thing that Steve Harvey was talking about is actually garbage because it doesn't, for the most part, work, you know, because either way it goes, the guy's going to drop you off and then go catch up with who he was going to be boning anyway until you go ahead and decide you're going to lay up with him. So, you know, and this is coming from somebody that when I had a baby when I was 17, I'm 37 now. So all this game that goes on, I talk to my daughter about this all the time. Guys are doing the exact same thing now that they were doing 20, 30 years ago. And women
But look, I don't disagree with you. I understand that. But if we're talking about relationships and the difference between the right and the wrong one, me holding out helped me to determine that you wasn't the right one for me. Because just like you dropped me off, let me finish. Because I let you. So let me finish. Just like you, like he say, you dropped old girl off and you went and found what worked for you, then obviously you wasn't for me. Because you wasn't willing to just wait for me. You was already lining up two or three others that was going to work for you if I didn't. That's why relationships don't work, because you didn't put all your eggs in one basket. You got one foot in the dough and one foot out. You wasn't all the way ready anyway.
That's not true.
I don't know.
It's not true. You had somebody lined up. The spot wasn't ready. You had somebody if I was not ready. So how was you just for me?
If you didn't come into this situation averse already, then all of
that mean I got...
If you were
virgin from before, then you can say that. You know, men respect virgins. I've always respected a virgin, but I have talked myself into some girls' knickers because, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not prepared to wait a year or 3 months if the woman's already had sex before. Am I an idiot? Come on. Well, am I waiting for a woman for us to get married to a woman
saying.
And she's already had sex already?
Hold on, let me finish because I understand what you're saying, but I want to expound upon that. I understand where you're coming from a guy's perspective. You're saying somebody already got it, so shit, why can't I have it? So I understand where you're coming from, or why wouldn't I be able to get it if you gave it to someone else? So, from a woman's perspective, I'm going to go back to something you said earlier. You were talking about bad relationships that women have been in the past. Well, oftentimes, maybe we do think about that as women. We think about maybe the fact that the sex did go wrong or the sex was the reason why something went wrong. We don't want sex to be an issue in anything that has to do with a relationship. I mean, let me finish because I'm a woman. So me personally as a woman, I don't want sex to be, you know, the tool that makes my relationship work. Me, honestly, the only tool I want to make sure that this going to work, if I'm honestly serious with you and I see you in my future, in my dreams, and it's for real, I want to know that we got a common interest, that when you can't make it work and I can't make it work, we know this is a higher power that's going to help us work this out, not sex. Sex is the last damn thing that I would hope is going to hold the glue together. Because when I get tired of your thing and you get tired of my stuff, you're going to want a renewed sense of mind. So now we're going to have to plan on whether or not we go to the chronic bathroom so we can renew this thing that we had together. You know, sex is about keeping it new. You just do new stuff and you keep it new and exciting between each other. But that don't need to be the reason for a relationship staying glued up or a reason why a man chose to be with a woman. It need to be deeper than
that's
that.
Craziness. That's craziness. I mean, that's unreasonable as well for someone to leave a woman over the sex. What reason why it breaks up after sex, right, or the man, is because men get comfortable. Because now they've got in the woman's knickers, yeah, they're not prepared to do any impressing anymore. That's the problem, you see?
But the women stop the same way,
chivalrous as they were before. Before they got in the woman's knickers, they would have opened up a door for the woman and done everything, picked her up from work, ready to speak on the phone for 2 hours at a time, as long as the sister wants to speak, you know. But once she has sex, the brother's had sex with her, he's accomplished basically what he's wanted to get from the get-go, you know.
He's like a damn hunter. A man is like a hunter.
Yeah.
He's always on the prowl.
Yeah, that's why
it's
better for a woman to have sex with
a
brother.
There's a married man on the line. Even when a man is married, it doesn't mean he's lost the sense of hunt. Just like a dog. You haven't lost your sense of damn smell because you've been in the house. You know what I mean? You still got the thrill of the hunt. So even if I'm the dopest Angelina Jolie looking, that ain't going to keep you from going to go hunt. You're going to hunt regardless. Even if I got that good comeback, you still gonna be on the prowl. That's what you saying to me.
I know you sense that the married brother's a dirty dick nigga.
Married brother, my name is N.O. Lowe.
You know what I'm saying? A man ain't gonna stop. Just like, I mean, And it's not just men.
He's
no.
a hunter, you know.
Hey, well,
stop either play. Hey, a lot of women not going to stop. It's a lot of women who play the game, too, who's out here. Like, that's why I say the game has changed. A lot of people say it haven't. But when I say the game has changed, I'm referring to women. A lot of times, y'all men don't understand women now because we've stepped up. We've changed roles. A woman doesn't mind running it. We'll get on top. I'll ride you. Don't matter. I'll get on top. We'll trade places. I'll pick you up. I'll pay the bill. I got this. That's why the game is different. A man ain't used to a woman taking charge. So now when you meet a woman, you're confused. You don't know if you got a take charge or a passive one. But if you take time to get to know her, then you know what you're working with. That's what I'm saying.
Where's Rich? Hey, Rich, ain't Rich up in here today?
With my nose.
No, he's not. He's not here right now.
Oh, man. I'm coming,
okay,
though,
well,
man.
I have a comment. Yeah, my name. Like, by the way, my name is N.O. Lowe. And the thing is, as far as being a hot girl,
N.O. Lowe, you know.
Absolutely. As
I
far
like
as being
name.
A hot girl, whatever. Hey, all you got to do is when you do find the person that you deem to be your soulmate, i.e., wife, girlfriend, significant other, whatever. All you have to do is, like the old people say, water your own grass. You don't have to do it every day. But you watch how your grass will grow and will be more beautiful than anything else out there. Me personally, you get your Angelina Jolie, all these TV broads. I don't care nothing about any of them. Halle Berry, I don't want no broad like that. Never have. I always had pretty chicks. I had all the women, any kind of woman you can name, pretty, ugly, fat, it didn't matter. But the thing was, when you take her and you say, you know what, it's going to be my little lady right here, that's the one that you focus all of your attention on. Now, if you decide that you want your relationship to be about bullshit, then, you know, you put half of your energy in her and spread the rest of it where you will.
Yeah, that's real right there. That sounds like
the
realness. That sounds like the game that I'm familiar with.
If you want your relationship to be as good as it can be, then you have to put your all into it. I can tell you because I myself personally, years, I was 9,000 miles away, and hey, my old lady held everything down while I was handling my business. And
but
when
you
I
put
came
all
home,
eggs in one basket.
You damn right I did. When I came home, hey, I ain't never heard a damn thing. If anything happened. And if it did happen, fuck, I don't know shit about it. So it is what it is.
But brother, so, look, what did you do when
sister
wasn't feeding you? What would you do?
If she was doing what?
Say a sister, say you tried to approach a female and she wasn't feeling you. What would you have done then, brother?
Oh, back in the game, shit, I would have, just like you said, you were very persistent. I was very persistent myself. And all I needed to do was get you to smile one time.
Yeah, but you would move on, though. If the sister still ain't feeling your shit, you're going to move on, innit?
Eventually.
Let me ask y'all a
question.
Well,
I'm a man. I moved on, though. I was a man. If a sister wasn't feeling my, yeah, I'm moving on, and I'm going to the next sister that I see that I like.
Can I ask a
question? There's too much women in the world, yo. That's what you got to understand. There's too many more women on this earth than there are men.
Okay. My question to the men. When you find a woman that you want to mess with sexually, is it possible that you would only sexually be messing with this woman?
What? Say that again?
It doesn't have to be a relationship, doesn't have to be your wife, doesn't have to be any of that, doesn't have no name on it as of yet. If you're messing with a woman, this one woman, is it possible that you can only be messing with this one woman?
Let me tell you what I was
Can I just get a yes or a no from all the guys? I'll let you expound on it. I will let you answer. But right off, just off the top of your dome, from being a man, if you're messing with one woman, is it possible that that can be the only woman that you're being sexually active with?
Yes.
Boy.
I heard one yes out of several men. I'm making a point here, but I heard one yes out of several men who've had an opinion. Can it be that one woman that you're having sex with?
Yes. Like, I can tell you myself personally, you know, if I was in this situation, I mean, hell, if she'd jump off like that, then, you know, what these other broads going to be able to do? I mean, she already holding it down, so what's happening? You know, if she holding it down like that, to where you say, you know what, we're not exclusive or anything like that, we have a nice little understanding that, hey, you know, we going to get out, then, hey, if she handling her business like that, then what else is there?
I feel you. Man, I'm trying to get your number after the show. But what I'm saying is, that's keeping it from a man's perspective. I want a man who would keep it real with me just like that. Just like that.
Okay.
Let me explain. Because for one, a woman's fear is, one, that we're a hoe. And two, our safety. We have to be now because there's so much out here. If you meet a woman who's not concerned about her safety or making sure she's clean, then you need to leave her alone. But if you find you a woman who hasn't really determined what she want to be with you, but she is feeling you. All y'all talking about sex, right? But she is feeling you. She's determined, you know, hey, you know, it's a nice guy. I really don't. I would rather not have several partners. I enjoy having sex. And this is one guy that I would have sex with. I would just hope that he would respect the fact that, as well as I don't want to have sex with the whole world, that he wouldn't be as well. Do
a
you think a relationship? You think
me.
A relationship could happen from that? From just being
a woman has to go on. Sorry, sister.
Huh?
Sorry for cutting you, sister. Expand on what you were saying.
I'm saying. That's what I would be looking for, a man who could be as honest as that. If you find a woman, and like y'all have been talking about sex a lot, you want her to give it up because that means she likes you and she's interested. But this woman has concerns about herself. But she felt like, okay, look, she laid it on the table for you. I really don't like to have sex with multiple men. I really just want to have one guy that I can call when I need to, and vice versa, you can call me. You know, you ain't going to put no labels on. But I don't want you messing with everybody, though. I can't have you having Becky and them. But I got you whenever you need me. I got you. I'm phone call away. Because you only mess with that woman.
She can't be messing with anyone else.
Right. I'm
if
saying,
she's
y'all
not messing
have
with no one.
Y'all have that.
And
y'all
would
have
that to. That's how my queen locked me down, like, because she made it plain from early that she doesn't want, because most women, I've slept with them, and because of their pride, which has messed them up, because they never clarified it before I left the bedroom after having the intercourse, you see?
Okay.
But if they made it not known to me that they want to be my woman permanently and stay with me, then I wouldn't have done nothing else, you know? Do you see what I'm trying to say? I would have locked off the booty calls. I'd have locked off all the other women, but they never, because of their own pride, and most women like to wait for the man to cement the relationship, even after they've just had sex with a brother. But one was strong enough, like my queen was, to say, well, you know, what does this make us, you know? And I don't want to be sleeping around, and I don't want you sleeping around. And then that made me fix up myself, you see?
Right.
That made me not do it again. You see, I'm trying to mess around and go all up and down the place. You see? So, yeah, a woman should make it known from after that sexual experience. Yeah, they want to lock the man down, and then, you know, most men. Even though some men will still lie and do their own thing. They will just say, yeah, 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 and go and mess about. But, yeah, if a woman made me know, I would accept that. What you're saying, sister. Just like how you said it. Yeah. You see?
I mean, because guys make sex sound. I say it like that because guys make sex sound so important to proving whether or not you have interest in them. And it's not that a woman doesn't want to give you the sex. It's just that we don't want to be giving you and everybody else the sex. That's not something that we want to be doing. So we like to take the time to get to know the type of person that we're dealing with, as far as in conversation and mentally. But if you find somebody by chance that you're comfortable with and you feel like you can put it out there, trust, there goes trust. If you feel like you can put it out there to say, hey, I just want to have sex with you. It's just you and me. We ain't finna have sex with nobody else. We're not exclusive. We didn't say we were in a relationship. We just said we weren't going to be having sex with other people. In return, I feel like that would build a relationship as well, because we've already established trust.
Hey,
we already put that down.
Nah.
And we've already
committed.
It's not
Eric.
About material things either, because you're not my man, so I don't expect you to buy me anything.
Eric, and Joe. Hold on, can I say something? Eric, you need to call Rich, man. It's not the same talking about
relationships.
And Joe ain't got no strength right now, because he needs Rich. He needs Rich behind him.
Oh, you need Rich behind him?
I like when Joe's got his strength.
I actually hate to bring up the solutions, but he makes a very good point, because people need to say what the hell they want. If you're
Hold
an
on.
Adult.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys yapping about today? What the hell's the problem?
It ain't the same talking about relationships without Mr. Solutions. It's not the same.
What happened? I did consider, after I went for a lengthy workout yesterday, I did consider some of the things that we had covered. And I think we should make a pledge, or anyone, that they really want to solve the problem. I think they need to do that consciously. Say, I want to solve the problem, as opposed to just arguing. Because, see, a lot of you get invested in the argument and not in resolving the problem, believe it or not. And so, you know, look at this like a corporate merger, or look at this as if you're sitting down to the bargaining table and you're negotiating and mediating. Nobody can just dig in. I mean, that breaks down negotiations right there. You shouldn't do that. And you should have in mind what you want as a reasonable settlement. And this needs to be so, because men and women are fighting over little stupid stuff. Now, yesterday, I proposed that, well, first of all, we don't have a model for dating. There's no 21st century model for dating. One of the other points that I made is, you guys, wait a minute, we're getting some background noise there. We don't have a model for dating, so we need to establish a model for dating. And we need people who say they want to be in a healthy relationship. That is where there's monogamy, because, look, if you're not in a monogamous relationship, you're not in a relationship. Just do your damn thing.
I think
this is very, very crucial, as they say, going forward. So men and women need to talk, and we do not have a basis for men and women talking. Now, yesterday it was said that they don't care who starts the conversation. Well, that would be true if everybody were to be doing it. But see, if one side says, I'm not going to enter into the negotiations, except you do this, this, and this for me, that throws everything out of kilter and puts us right where we are today. No man, even if he's ego invested in saying, well, I can approach a woman to get her to talk to me and this sort of thing, no man in his right mind would resist a woman approaching him. Now, if enough women do that, an attractive enough woman will approach the man that he will be interested. And the reason I say the women, I wrote the seven principles to love sex, the seven communication principles to love, sex, and dating, and their seven results. The first two I list are initiating and paying. I try to mediate that by saying, well, meet at a park, meet at a coffee shop, you know, meet at a walking track, meet bookstore. And this is trying to establish the foundation for dating. You've got to get your communication straight. So I would say, again, as grown, as adult people, a lot of you have not really reflected upon whether you actually want a resolution. And a lot of you don't. You just invested in arguing. What would be much better if men and women could just pair off and go someplace and talk. Just sit and talk and enjoy each other's existence. The other thing that I noted is that people will talk about a relationship before the relationship exists.
I agree with that. That's where it messes people
needs
up.
To mute. You guys talk about a relationship as if a relationship exists, and it doesn't.
Before
you've got to get the thing that you're talking about to exist first. So there's got to be this communication, and I'm not saying, I never say that women should be with men whom they don't want, or men should be with women whom they don't like. I've never suggested that. But what I am suggesting, there has to be enough of the quote-unquote law of average interaction in order for there to be a potential compatible matchup. And so that and women have the greatest power in this particular arena. Men are either lying or stupid, okay? Men don't have the power, women. You do. And you have to realize you have the power, and you have to start judiciously exercising that power. Does that
make
sense?
Some of us already know we do. Some of us already
know
we do.
But a lot of men are stupid to the fact that you have the power. And Shasta, a lot of women are stupid to the, or they're lying. They're either stupid or lying, either one or the other, or maybe both. But that's not admitted. Now, if you have the power, that means you have the ability to move forward with a resolution if you so choose. What do you think about that?
Well, we're gonna put you on pause for a whole minute. What's going on in the chat room, because it's a lot going on. It's a lot of conversation. And I think a lot of what they're saying needs to be heard. Can you go back up? Hold on. I'm trying to get a chat room a little shine because it's a lot of conversation going on. But
okay.
A-Nav was saying that dating and relationships shouldn't be this difficult. And I kind of agree with the difficulties that we're placing on this. Sometimes I think we're trying so hard to make things work with people that they don't even work with. If it works, it's not that difficult. It's kind of like going with the flow. Have you ever been in a good relationship? Let's talk about good ones. Have you ever been in any good ones where you didn't have to try that damn hard? Where that person was willing to reciprocate the same understanding and love that you had? Now, we're not talking about what ruined it. But I'm saying, what about the good relationships that you've had that went so smoothly? Oftentimes, we're trying to make things work with people that don't work. That's why you're trying so damn hard. And you're going through loops and trying to make up this. And that ain't the person for you, so stop. Because you end up changing yourself, and you become somebody that you're not for somebody who don't even give a damn about you. And if you would have really stopped and took time to realize that, you wouldn't have wasted all that money. You'd have kept it in your pocket and held your breath. Because she wasn't worth either one. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, I'll piggyback off of what Mr. Solution said, and he said it numerous times now. I do agree that first and foremost, you do need to talk. And when you talk, you bring what you have to the table and say, hey, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I want. This is what I've been yearning to have for such a long time. And, you know, if a person takes that as a vulnerability, then that's crazy. I mean, if someone comes to you in genuine honesty and say, hey, you know, I'm a relationship type of person. I'd rather be in a relationship with someone as opposed to just, you know, being out there flapping in the wind, as they say, you have to consider.
Or having casual sex. A woman is flapping in the wind, I consider, for saying having casual sex. So you're saying
I'll go with that.
So you're saying you meet a woman and she's out front with you the first date that y'all have, and she just lets you say, you know, hey, tell me a little something about yourself. You know, tell me something, you know, I don't know, you know, what makes you different? Because a lot of times you'll hear a woman say, I'm real or I'm different. And a man is always wondering, what makes you so damn real and different? Well, ask her. Ask her. Stop assuming. Ask her. What makes you so different than every other female around here? Why should I give you any more shine? Why, hold on. Why should I spend any more money on you than I did the last woman I met? Can you explain to me something about yourself and give her an opportunity to open up and tell you exactly what she wants? Because a woman is a talker. A lot of us women talk. Y'all always say we talk. Well, open up your ears and listen. Seriously.
I can agree with that. But at the same time, the man has to also put what he has out there. I mean, if he's going to be, as Mr. Solution says, Dracula, he needs to go ahead and say, hey, you know what? I don't think I would be the best person for you because I'm not looking for that.
That's real. That's real.
And if you can find people that...
He's a player, that's why.
No.
Oh, gee.
If you can find somebody that's honest enough, it's just honest enough to bring what they have to the table and say, hey, you know what? This is how I do. Stanley, the scenario of going playing basketball every Wednesday. Now, hey, this is what I do. I mean, you know, I've been doing this. If something tremendous comes up, hey, you know, I will be able to go. But
what's that noise?
This is just what I do. You know, and people can come together and they can jail because, I mean, if you're going to be in a relationship, you're going to have to take on some of the qualities that person that you're in a relationship has. You can't just always be tough as nails, you know.
What's going on at your house? We can't hear you so well.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, we can't hear you. But in reference to
what you're saying,
it's a lot. I hear water.
I don't have any water going. I don't know what that is. Hello?
Yeah.
I can hear you, Bubba.
Okay. But like I was saying, I mean, you have to take on some of that person's qualities because I can say for myself, if you don't know me, you will think I'm one of the most evil, low-down, conniving people in the world. But if you are on the inside of my inner circle, you will truly know who I am. And a lot of the ways that I have come to be now is because of the love that I have for my wife. I've taken on some of her qualities because everyone thinks that she's just the most wonderful person in the world.
And yeah, is my mic open?
Yeah.
Hello?
Lois.
Yeah.
Hey, look here. I have a comment. Let me know when.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Joe said it yesterday, and I concur with this. Most women, the vast majority of women, don't know what they want. That is absolutely true. And all one has to do is survey women. They're just
talking does not
mean they're making sense. And most women don't make sense vis-a-vis relationships. But what has to happen is men have to start taking some of their power back. All of the power has been usurped from men.
Okay,
and one of the ways...
talking about power struggle. Can we go back to the subject of what he was saying? I don't want to lose what he just said. Because he
what
said
did he
a
say?
Lot. Well,
I didn't get he broke up. What did he say?
Okay,
what
let's
I
go
said
back,
was,
brother, and please finish expounding on what you were saying exactly, because I don't want to get off.
What I'm saying is, as far as you want your relationship to be better, and me, myself, I've been known as being, that motherfucker, that bastard, all of that stuff. And if you don't know me, you would assume these things, but to a degree, I have been those people. But over the years, I have taken on a lot of the traits of my spouse. And people know my spouse, and so, she's such a nice person. She's kind. She's giving. And so, see, you're kind of going to jail into being together.
You got to compromise.
It's not even making it a compromise. You're going to want to do these things. You're going to want to be this person because you can't be just tough as nails and your mate is, you know, just a giving, kind-hearted person.
Let's go back to something else that you had said, because I was trying to get back at what you were saying when because oftentimes we're saying women, women, women. Women don't know what they want. It's a two-way street for a man to say what's on his mind and for a woman to say what's on her mind. So we're going to go back. So we're not just going to say women, women, women. We taking power. It's not a power thing. So we're going to leave that alone. Because if it's communication and it flows. If you've ever seen a communication chart, it flows. It's not a lot going on. It's an arrow one way.
The problem is you got to be open. Because I don't know if you're in a relationship and you're certainly not a man.
Hold on, hold on. I don't want to lose my thought, though. So I'm going somewhere with this. But like I was saying, communication is like, if you've ever seen the model, it's two arrows. One going one way, one going the other. That's it. It's just a flow. So like the brother was saying, if you're looking at a woman and you know, you already know off top, you're not looking for a relationship, you don't want to be in one. And this woman is sitting here wasting her breath with you, telling you how she likes to get her eggs cooked and how she got her nails done, but you know that you don't want to see this woman any further than the bedroom. Don't you think as a man, you could open up, just like you want us women to open up, that you could just say, you know what? You're a beautiful woman, and I would like to lay you down. I would like to take you to bed. I'm sorry. I'm not interested in a relationship. I'm not interested in marrying anybody anytime soon.
Well, a lot of men don't do that, and they do that, but then the women just want them more. Women want men whom they can't have even more.
No, no, no. Listen to what I'm saying. If you're honest from the get,
I heard you. That's what I responded with. A lot of women will want men that are unavailable even more. There's a paper called Love Lessons, Decoding the Desire for the Bad Boy. And if you listen to women overall, you see that they actually like bad boys.
I'm not talking about unavailable men. I'm talking about the available. I'm not talking about unavailable men. Because if you're unavailable...
No, you're missing my point. I'm sorry. Let me stipulate. I'm talking about emotionally unavailable men. Women tend to find them being more challenging. Women like excitement and drama, and they will tell men that. Women have told me that.
If you're emotionally unavailable, then just like we were saying yesterday, sometimes instead of you looking for a woman's homegirl to tell her she's not ready for a relationship, maybe some of your guy friends should tell you that you're not ready for one. If you're telling me that you're emotionally unavailable for someone, then why the hell are we sitting down having dinner tonight? Because
What I'm saying is that men will tell women that they're unavailable, and women like them more. Women like the bad boy. They like the Satan and the Dracula for the most part. And one of the reasons for that, now, I do say that's our fault, because we don't tell you guys the truth. Even the good men, you take the church men, many of them are pussies. They sit up and they just let women run amok. They don't tell women what they want. For example, I want a woman, and I think this is true of most sane and conscious men. They want a woman who is, number one, available. They want a woman who will listen. That doesn't mean do everything a man says, but it means that she will do some of it and she's open to it. And they want a woman who's emotionally, who will support them, not who will argue at every damn thing they suggest. So men want women such as that, who are available, who are supportive, and who will listen. And that's not the average woman.
But you still can't keep him from you, even if you're the perfect woman, and that's what some of us women deal with on a day-to-day when we just stop and think about men. Even if I'm the perfect woman, if I'm cooking and cleaning and I got your bath water ready when you get off and your food is in the microwave for when you sit down, and I'm bringing you a glass full of ice and a cold Coke and just making sure you didn't have to move to get that remote, that's not going to keep you from sleeping with somebody else.
Well, yes, it will if you've done your due diligence. Look, the only two things we have to vet a person are quality time and communication. And if a woman is with a man that's no good, that means her damn picker is broken. She needs to fix her picker, because there are quality men out here. And we need to see, you committed the anachronism that I talk about we do all the time. Most people are single. We shouldn't be talking about relationships because we don't have them. We need to talk about how to commence a relationship, how to get one started. That's going to be the crucial point. Not acting as if we're in a relationship when we're not.
To get one, but we've already been talking about how to get one started. And
but
where
that's
we got
the most
off
important
wrong,
thing, because you have mostly single off, people.
But where we got off wrong with how relationships start is that a man wanted to have sex within the second or third date.
Well, women
so
want to have sex, Shasta. I mean, do you acknowledge that women are more sexual than men? So you need to drop that bunk.
We're not going to give you. We're not going to give you the goods on it. It doesn't mean that we don't like sex. I'm not saying that women don't like sex.
Hey, you do. Admit you do. Admit you do.
We don't to the point where that's the only way we think. And it's a proven fact that men think with their penis more
that's
than they do
lie.
Their heart.
That's a lie. Women have a clitoris, and that's a small penis, too.
You
and
know
its
what?
Only
we don't
purpose
think with it.
Is sexual
we don't think
gratification.
With it. That
women do
us.
Think sexually. Why do you
okay.
think they're fucking prisoners?
You're saying that a woman thinks about sometimes
prisoners
than a man.
Have nothing
are
to
you
offer
a woman thinks about
but
more than a man. True or false? Does a man think about sex more than a woman? True
no, women think about sex as much as men do, more. Masturbating
up.
All over
science,
the place. Who
please.
Buys the vibrators? You
please.
All do. Stop lying.
What the hell? I need. Since you're so smart, I'm going to need you to open up a book real quick, player. Because scientifically, scientifically, a man does think about sex more than a woman. And I'm going to need a
women lie about it. Women think about sex every bit as much as women.
Like
I mean, every bit as much as men.
We're not taking
it. Lie
we're
about it. You all lie about it.
We're going to take science for what it's worth on this one. And we're going
all
to
right, let me give you a scientific report where you can go and study it. I'll give you the damn scientific report. I am a scientist. I'll give you the report. Go ahead and yap, and I'll look
why
up the report and recite it to you.
You shouldn't be single then. You and your wife should be holding this show.
Wait a minute. That's an unfair blow. Most people are single, Shasta. Wake up and look around and smell the coffee. There's a conflict here. The government is involved in creating a conflict between men and women. That is this social dichotomy. But anyway, you go ahead. I'm going to look up the scientific report on sex and give it to you. No pun intended.
You know what? I'm irritated. I'm gonna say that I'm irritated. Because in some ways,
Shasta, I'm gonna say this again.
So that's the part that irritates me.
I mean,
you feel like you're sexist in the way that you say things. That irritates me.
Well, okay. Look, this is my style. I could say you irritate me.
It's like you want to take all the responsibility off of a man. You're saying, oh, a woman needs to be responsible. A woman this, a woman that.
Yeah, but just the women have the power. You just acknowledge that. If you got the power, ipso facto, have the responsibility. Women have the power. Why don't you acknowledge that? They go together. Remember, peanut butter and chocolate.
Everybody in the chat room who think you full of shit right now.
Well, they're full of shit.
Because you don't make any sense to anyone else.
Let me tell you this, Shasta. Let's do a qualifier. Most of them don't have all their bills paid. They don't have a year's reserve.
For all the men who are listening, for every man listening right now, he wants to know why women are gold diggers and we're worried about money. It's for men like
that
him who want to flash it. It's for men like him who want to flash it. I can.
No, what I'm saying to you is, when you reach a certain level, you know it. You don't have to put up with the bullshit. And so all I'm saying to you is, the three qualifiers for an adult, in my humble opinion, is that they have all their bills paid, have a year's salary in reserve. That's what financial planners advise, and have had a bowel movement. Most people are constipated. They're out of focus and they're toxic. So I don't listen to them. Why would I listen to someone who's out of focus and who's toxic? I don't listen to that. I need to know where you are in life before I listen to you. I don't listen to wayfaring fools.
Yeah, and you're judgmental.
But even though, what Rich is saying is, it is hardcore, it's low down, it's shallow, but it's real, you know? It's real talk.
All right. Seems like everybody done ran out a little bit of gas now. Now I can
tell you. No, I'm looking for this report. How you doing? I thought you had left us hanging. Chastity is good, but she's a co-pilot.
No, I'm just waiting for y'all to run out of gas a little bit. That's all. So I can get my
suit. So get in the saddle, buddy.
All right, all right.
Eric, are you in a relationship? I thought you was a married man in that.
Yes, I am in a relationship now. Thank you for putting that out there.
And Chad, are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not. I'm single as a dollar bill, and I'm not looking for change.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm just gonna put it out.
When you were in your last relationship, Chaz, was it a male or female?
Supreme.
Male.
Well, okay. All right. Wait. You're going to have plenty of time to ask her questions, okay? But I'm going to get mine in right now, okay? All right. Thank you. All right. I'm going to make an announcement. Yes, the show will be going overtime, so, you know, y'all ain't got to go nowhere. All right. Here we go. Now, I've been listening to all this from the get-go, and you know what? Y'all funny. Y'all really are. Y'all are some funny people, and I'm going to tell you why. Because, as Mr. Solution said, y'all right, ain't nobody talking about nothing. I don't know how this thing got on sex, because sex is okay. Hold up now. Sex is okay, but sex is not the most important part of a relationship. Let me go on and get that out there. All right? Number two, that what Joe was talking about, putting a number on something, that doesn't work either. That means you limiting what your relationship can or will be. All right, that's what I'm saying. Number two, both men and women love sex. Let's go on and get that out there. I don't know who said one loves it more than another, because that's not true. All women and men love sex. Okay? I'm just going to put it out there because it is what it is. Hell, if you have a healthy sex life, you want more of it.
Hey, Eric, here's the study if you want that, or say when. I have the study now.
Okay, give me the study real fast.
Study is why humans have sex, and it's done by the University of Texas at Austin, and it's a why humans have sex is by Cindy M. Meston, M-E-S-T-O-N, and E. David Buss, and the first five reasons of the 50 reasons humans have sex. The first five are identical for males. Now, that doesn't mean the others aren't similar, too, but they go this way. Male, I was attracted to the person. Female, I was attracted to the person. Number two, male, I wanted to experience the physical pleasure. Female, it feels good. Male, number three, it feels good. Female, I wanted to experience the physical pleasure. Number four, for the male, I wanted to show my affection to the person. For the female, it's fun. And number five, for the male, I wanted to express my love for the person. For the female, I wanted to show my affection to the person. Now, those are the researchers did a meta study, meaning that they combined all the other sex studies, and this is what they came up with. So it's a lie when you say men and women do not equally enjoy sex. Anatomically, the female has a clitoris. The only purpose for the clitoris is sexual satisfaction. A male has no analogous body part. Women buy the vast majority of the vibrators, and, of course, women can have a clitoral as well as a vaginal orgasm. So women are far sexually superior to men, and women can have what they call serial orgasms. A healthy woman, she can have serial orgasms. She doesn't need any downtime. Every man requires some downtime between orgasms. So I just thought I'd give you that particular information from that report and a little bit more. What do you say?
All right, thank you. Okay, I guess we have settled that argument, okay? And just like I was saying, men, Supreme, you're going to get tased and muted now.
Okay.
All right. Now, as I was saying, you know, men and women both love sex. It's just, you know, I don't know where the thing came in. Statistics, too, they think the same on that, okay? Now, here's the thing, though. It was said in the show that sex needs, you need, Supreme, I think you said this, you need to have sex to determine the type of person you're dealing with. Supreme, I'm going to tell you, that's bullshit, okay? Now, if
no,
you
no,
depend
no,
on
the, no, 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 I'm saying for you to get the real
turn,
person out of the match.
Supreme, it's my turn. It's my turn.
All right.
Now, number one, if you need to have sex to find out the type of person you're dealing with, then there's something wrong with you. Number two is sex does not determine the type of person you deal with. See what I'm saying? That's not working. If that's what you have to do, then there's some issues going on with you, and you need to work that out. Because I can have sex with anybody I want to. That don't mean they know who the hell I am. I'm just a man
right.
sticking my dick in them. It's just that simple.
Right.
Excuse my language, but that's how it is. But
right.
the problem is we need to stop playing. We need to stop playing games. Men and women need to stop playing games with each other and be freaking honest. As Mr. Solution say, and like I say all the time, when you first meet, you have to set parameters. See what I'm saying? You have to let them know what you're looking for, what you need. Just like she need to tell you the same thing, you need to be up front and tell her. Quit playing the games. That's where commitments, and that's how relationships get off on the wrong foot, number one. Okay? And as the longer you go with the games, the worse the relationship is going to get. And you wonder why you can't keep one. That is why. We need to stop playing games with each other. All right?
Yeah, and Eric, one of the things, I know Supreme is going to go, but women only spend time with guys they are sexually attracted to. So women are far more into sex than men are. Oftentimes, a man would like to spend time with a woman to get to know her, but if she doesn't like you sexually, if she doesn't find you appealing sexually, that's thinking with her little head, she's not going to engage with you. And so we need to get the truth on the table, how they say, tell the truth and shame the devil. There are a lot of lies that women have. Sure, men lie too, but we're always the proctologists for men. Men's asses are open to the society at large. And we shine a huge mega million watt candlelight up men's asses to say you're this, that, and the other. But what we don't do is we don't be a proctologist, or we don't act as a proctologist for women. Women are the most powerful entities in relationships. And I think Shasta quoted it yesterday. If the woman is not happy, nobody's happy. So if the woman has all that power, then she needs to acknowledge that, and we need to work with the power that she has. And that power needs to be shared, by the way. That power, is in the 21st century where men and women are equal, the power is going to have to be shared. It can't just be women have the best of the old system, that is, they want the chivalry, and they want all the power of the new liberated system. And that's a problem, because that's where you get into your narcissism.
All right. And okay, that makes sense to me. But look, I'm going to say something else. You know, we've been talking about relationships for almost 2 hours now. And, you know, I didn't hear one person mention that they would get in a relationship and as a relationship to be with someone just for them. Nobody said that. Or just for the romance. Nobody said that. Everybody concentrated on sex.
That's not
how you build a relationship. Yeah. I've been sitting here listening now. I've been writing my little notes down. That's how I know. But no one said anything about that.
Because that's how it started from the beginning. Initially, I don't remember if you remember how the conversation started, but initially it all started with Joe telling us that within 2 or 3 dates, he expected to have sex. So with bringing up sex as the issue, it came from the men that sex was important to them in reference to meeting a woman and having interest in a relationship, that sex was a determining factor for them. That didn't come from the women you've heard. That came from men. And there's more of them than women here. Sex was more important to a man.
I could have swore that I said that I piggybacked off of what Mr. Solution said, and that people need to come and they need to lay their cards out. Now, if a lady doesn't know that a guy is Dracula, he go ahead and tell her, hey, I'm not the relationship material that you might think I am. You might be fascinated off my looks, but or whatever, or the car I drive, but I'm not really relationship material. Then, you know, as far as the thing goes, the honesty factor should come in first. And I think, just as you said yourself, Eric, if everybody's being honest and adult about the situation, then, I mean, you have nothing but a mountain to climb. I mean, and it'll be a smooth mountain to climb, depending on what you're looking for. I mean, if you're looking for some fun, hey, you can have fun. Or if you're looking for somebody that's looking for a relationship also, that relationship could very well be there. That could be the person that you were destined to be with right there. But you would never know unless you come with honesty. You come with the game, you're going to get game.
That's true.
Well, yeah, that's true. Now, that is true. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say it, though, but, you know, me and Lo, we go back for a minute now, so we were in the military together, y'all don't know. So, yeah, I understand what he's saying, but he has to understand me. You know, we understand each other, but the bottom line is we got to quit playing games, man. You know what I mean? We got to stop the games.
Eric, consistent with stop playing the game, and I vastly disagree with what was said yesterday about it doesn't matter who approaches. If women want to stop playing the game and let it be more about conversation, well, then they have to step up, woman up, and show that they're interested in having the conversation. And that's indisputable. You cannot avoid that very important issue. And again, we are talking about women who want to be in relationships. And women that I provide guidance to, the first thing I want to know is, can I get a statement from you that you want to be in a healthy relationship? Now, Shasta has already said it in I think a little bit of a flippant way, that she's a single dollar and she's not looking for change. Now, a man, when he hears that, especially a good man or any man, they know where she's coming from already. So at least she has put that out there. So I'm for clarity, and she has made it clear that she's not interested in a committed relationship. Did everybody else pick up on that when she said that just a moment ago?
Pretty much. That sounded like a good time to me.
Yeah, she's a single dollar, and she wasn't looking for change or words
now,
to that
now,
effect.
Now, let me specify. Just because I'm single, now let me specify, because I don't want you to think that's cold territory. Just because I tell somebody that I'm single and I'm not looking for change, that just specifies to him that I'm not looking for anything different in this thing. So if you want to hang out with me and we can go see movies and be friends, we can even talk about the other females that you dating. That just means I don't have an interest in taking this any further than this casual dining experience that we're having or this casual movie that we're viewing. You know, if you want to be my friend, that's fine, but that didn't entitle you to have sex with me and I be a one-night stand all because I didn't want to be in a relationship.
Well, wait a minute, Chester, that is contradictory, because if you're not committed to the person, then what are you you're talking about commitment without commitment. I mean, that makes no sense, at least
no,
so
I didn't
far.
Plan on being committed. I mean, if we're talking about me personally, I don't
plan
on being
committed. Personally, yes.
Yeah, I don't plan on being committed. So because I don't plan on being committed, I don't want to give you things that would state commitment. So why have sex with you? Because to me, that's commitment.
Okay, all right. I'm for it. Now you pay your own way. You don't expect for him to pay for anything for you while you guys are going to the movies and whatever else, right? You pay your own way, correct?
Because we're not committed. We're not committed. We haven't made this exclusive. We're not in a relationship. So it's you for you and me for me. And if you want to do for me, because that was out of your kindness of your heart, but I don't expect you to. So that means when I come out with you, I need to have some ducats in my purse.
Right. Now I like some parts of Shasta, because at least she lets you know where she is, her perspective, that she's not looking for anything serious, so a man who is won't take her seriously. So that's good. I think more women should adopt that. But also, Shasta appears to be approachable. Many women, many American women, are not approachable. And I gave you guys the formula, and I don't know if you like it or not. Hell, I don't know if you have one. But I said the only way people meet
Now, there are offshoots of this, but the man, A introduces themselves to B. That's man can introduce himself to woman. B can introduce herself to A and should, and I often say C is the best way to connect with someone. That's through a mutual referral, someone who knows you both. And that's you juxtapose that to a cold call. So the bottom line is that if you're violating one or more of those premises, then of course you end up single. If you're not introducing yourself and you're rebuffing the people who introduce themselves to you, and of course you aren't evolved enough to introduce anybody, you cut yourself off from all methods of introduction. So you're single.
I agree.
That's a miracle.
I agree. That might be one thing that you said the whole show that I agree with. I agree with the whole premise. Literally, I agree with the whole premise of what you just said.
Well, thank you.
And that's not often that I can agree, but I actually do. Like, it's like if you're going to honest. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, Mr. Stoosh might be hard, but he's thorough, and he's proper reasoning, you see.
I mean, some things are going to be easier for me to agree on because I stated already that I'm bisexual. So you see what I'm saying? I'm more open-minded than the average as well because of, like you said, I'm approachable. Well, I approach. I do the approaching. You know what I mean? At some point, I'm approached, and at others, I have to do the approaching in order to show that I have interest. You can't always assume that the other person knows what you're thinking. Sometimes you have to be the person that's willing to go after what you want. If I see it and it's fly, then I'm going to go after what I want. You know what I mean? That's like a go-getter, somebody with initiative, you know, people that are self-motivated. That goes along with leadership. I mean, if you want it, you're going to get it. Closed mouths don't get fed. You know, can't nobody read your thoughts. So, I mean, if that's something that you want to go after, I imagine, you know, you'll put yourself out there, man or woman. And I don't think women have any old school excuses for why they don't. I don't do that, or my mom wasn't picked up like that. I don't care. You'll still be living with eight cats if you expect for some man to just come fall out of the sky that's perfect for you. So I don't know.
Why don't you let in Chef Rob? Ain't Chef Rob on the line?
No, Chef Rob is not on the line. He's there, but he's not. He don't have his hand up.
Chef Rob, just let him in.
Yeah,
say what?
Well,
just let him in. Ask if he wants to say something.
I'm sure if he wanted to say something, Supreme, he would have raised his hand. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Let me throw this in there. I'm pretty sure, you know, we've gotten pretty much to the concrete level as far as the communication is the key, and that's where you can pretty much form your basis on this person that's standing there with all these words coming from their mouth, whether, oh, this person's full of bullshit or, oh, you know, hey, let's see what happens. But I do feel, and I said this before, Mr. Solutions, he's on to some good stuff, and I think women do have a hell of a lot of power because with some guys more than others, it takes a hell of a lot of nerve just to go up and approach a woman. But if a woman turns that around, goes up to a guy that she's attracted to, and Shasta, I give you kudos for you admitting that you do approach people. But a lot of women are still stuck in this fairy tale, you know, I'll say, excuse my French, bullshit, that, I'm spice and all things, all that bullshit, you know. And nowadays, that terminology really doesn't fit with the people that you're dealing with now. You know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, maybe. But now, hey, if women are liberated to the point where they want to make the same money, have the same responsibilities, and everything else that comes with it, then, hey, as far as the relationship goes, they got to go out there and step out on the limb, too. You know, it's no fun to be the only one standing out there on the island by yourself looking around and you don't have anybody out there with you.
I agree.
Men have forever and a day stood out there and wondered, I wonder what she's going to say. Do I go up and approach her? Do I not? To hell with it. Let me go ahead. And women could have automatically off top been attracted to this guy. She might have been feeling him from the day he walked in, from the minute he walked in the place. But this game that has to be played has to be fulfilled. And that game is bullshit. You know, I
feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you.
That game is bullshit. You know,
you see it every day. You see it every
absolutely.
Day, how people play it out, and that annoys me. So I try to, when I meet a person, I try to eliminate all of that by letting them know first and foremost. You know, I'm 28. I'm not old. So being 28, I just look at people and let them know, you know, don't judge me by my age. I've been there, done that. I've been around the block a few times. You know
Amen.
What I mean? Pulled the car in.
Amen.
Pulled the car in and
Amen.
Parked. So
Amen.
I'm not really looking to do, huh?
You're 28, but you ain't nobody's baby now. Got a little age on you now. I mean,
you know
you're
what
not
I mean?
A, some 17-year-old teeny bopper, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? So, been around the block
if
a few times.
If you want foolishness, you go to high school and get one of those high school girls or girls just going to college. But if you want to deal with a real woman, then you have to talk to somebody that has their mind on something more than their hair, the nails, or some of that dumb shit. You know,
you're talking about a seasoned vet. And to be a
right.
seasoned vet, you don't necessarily have to be 45. So it don't necessarily have nothing to do with your age. It could have been your experiences that make you a seasoned vet. And when I say seasoned in the game, is you've already been there and done that. What I mean by there and that are those games. So you already you've had them played on you, and you may have played them with other people. But when you're talking
absolutely.
About a real relationship, you want to meet someone where you can sit down and say, look, I played all the games that you played. And I'm done with playing those. So I just want to know right now if that's what you're doing, because that's not what I'm doing. And I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want you to waste mine. So that's why I'm bringing it like this. I don't mean to be rude or offensive or too aggressive in my conversation. But this is what I'm looking for, and I just really don't want to waste my time with you.
Yeah, because I know. Out of all the guys that's on this forum right now, at least four of them can say, you know, I've been to the motel, hotel, whatever before, and I thought I wanted to be there. As soon as I, you know, as soon as I ejaculated, I was like, why the hell did I just
yes.
waste my money?
No,
why
no,
did you waste my money? I mean, you handled your business, but I mean, it's like, damn, I could have kept that money in my pocket. You know, it was meaningless, you know, and when you get in a committed relationship, that sex is going to be there, it's going to be an important part, but not the most important part.
Right.
You know, you're going to think about that person's feelings before anything else, you know, and they're going to consider your feelings too.
Right.
It has to be.
It's emotional. I mean, it's in making love ain't just in the bed. You know, make love
right.
to her mind.
Right.
You still flirting
right.
with her. Things are still cute to y'all. Y'all still texting little cute stuff. You know what I mean? It's more than just in the bedroom. Flirting with you and having sex with you is all throughout the day.
Shay, I'm just going to ask you a little personal question.
Go ahead.
Would you like to have kids in your life? Because, you know, because you deal with both sexes.
Okay.
Would you like to have kids in your life at some point?
Do I have what?
Would you like to have, have you got ambitions to have children in your life?
I actually have a child. I have a 5-year-old.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yes, I have a daughter. She's 5.
Would you rather marry? Who would you rather prefer to marry, a man or a woman?
I would prefer to marry a man because I see that as being the way that it is.
Okay. You trying to hit on her supreme.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with the fellas because y'all are always looking for honesty. So I pride myself on that. I like women for the same reasons why you like women. I ain't trying to be in a relationship with her no more than you are.
Oh, see,
yeah, but you can't get. Yeah, but the thing about it is, you can't get that feeling that I get.
I mean, hey, look, we ain't gonna get too deep into this because it's a whole other conversation.
Thank you.
Shut up.
Right.
A whole other conversation, but I'm just saying, in relation to the way that you think, I try to understand men better. Because I'm bisexual. Because like I was saying, I have to approach If I see a woman that look good, I can't come with the lame-ass lines that men do because she done heard it from a man. You see what I'm saying? So I gotta definitely be brand new. I don't want to sound like that man that she just got done talking to. So I might tell her something else like, girl, that man, them shoes is fly. I don't know where you got them from, girl, but don't nobody walk in them like you. You know what I mean? I'm coming totally different when I'm coming at people. I'm no pressure. No pressure intended. This is going to flow. If I'm meant for you and you digging me, this is going to be wonderful right here. Ain't nothing difficult about this.
I'm Mr. Solutions. It's Rich on the line.
You're Scorpio. I do have
a question, though, as far as everything goes. I mean, for the man that puts up with all the emotional baggage that a woman may bring, you know, I was dealing with a guy and he was cheating on me or beating on me or whatever. How does that work? Because, you know, you may have a guy that's doing everything he can and this lady, you know, she's just not go ahead and bringing her feelings to him. You know, he's opened up his feelings. And she can't. How does that work? I mean, just like, you know, Solution said before, you had a guy that, and this was on another show, you had a guy, he was beating on you and cheating on you and everything, and you was crying every night, and finally you left him, you got with another guy, and this guy is doing everything he can to show you the different side of a man, but you don't, women don't go ahead and open up to this man. How does that work?
Okay.
I mean,
well, first off, you're going to be dealing with a woman's scorn. And that's the hardest woman to deal with, is a woman who is scorned, who is hard-hearted, she hurt, is still black. That's a hard woman to deal with. And if that's a conversation that y'all haven't, listen, if that's a conversation that you've had with her and she's let you know, I've been in these relationships, this, and that. First off, I'm going to say that would be a red flag for me. Not saying don't fool with her, but what I'm saying is, I would keep my distance from that because she's still dealing with something. And she can't give you fully her because she's still got an open book. You ever heard it? You know what I'm saying? You close it before you open a new one. So obviously with her still sharing with you all this hurt and pain, she's not ready to give it all to you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So she
would definitely, she definitely wouldn't even be a perspective for you. Like, you could be a friend to her, but she wouldn't be a good perspective for you because she's still dealing with hurt and pain, and she's going to apply that to you. She's going to.
Right. Hey.
Now, does that thing go the other way around, though? Because, you know, there is a double standard for the man who's been cheated on and lied to and everything else. You know, just go out there. They got plenty of women out, plenty of fish in the sea, you know. Normally, that's what a man is thrown in front of him, you know. That's a double standard there.
I never have ever
wanted to deal with a woman in a situation like that because I'm not going to deal with your bullshit that you went through with somebody else. But
well, most of the time it's that a man doesn't want to hear it. You don't want to hear her. Don't want to hear her stories. And when she's telling the story, you feel like she's indirectly putting you in the mix of her story. So you're thinking, okay, well, I'm not him, and that's not me.
Right.
But I appreciate you telling me the story, and I'm listening to it.
But doesn't that come as part of the relationship, as part of being with that person?
Well, but if a person is going through all of that in the beginning, that may not be relationship territory.
So
that's when you need to know that that's a red flag and you don't need to go there.
So that should be a part of the conversation when y'all first meet.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know where you've been, and Mr. Solution said that, where you've been, what you've been dealing with. You know, that's important, that is part of the conversation and what you want. You know, when you're telling somebody, I've been hurt a few times.
And no man, a good man, no man deserves to be an emotional tampon for a woman.
Absolutely.
If you find that a woman has these issues, and that's why you need to talk about substantive things early on, then you don't deal with her. And all I'm trying to at least suggest to people, like I say, we have no model for dating. We need a model for dating more than anything else. Why? Because there are more single people than married people. So everybody wants to, I was having a conversation with a pastor recently, and he was dealing with this same paradigm. And I said to him, I said, look, you need to draw the principles out of the Bible that deal with dating. I say, when we start talking about relationships, the first thing you run to is marriage. I said, let's do a head count. And we did a per capita count. All the people in there are single. I say, these people don't need to, that's where they're going. We need to deal with where they are now. And but a lot of pastors are inept at talking about principles for dating. In fact, a lot of pastors will say, well, if it were up to me, there wouldn't be any dating. Well, you're stupid. We do have it. We need it. See, back in the culture of...
It was courting. I mean, it used to be courting.
We no, but men want to be courted, too. See, that's the other thing. Courting is not exclusive to you. You've hijacked courting, not you per se, but women have hijacked courting and said that, hey, courting is our jurisdiction. That's our exclusive domain. That's not true. Men want to be courted,
women.
Too. And
but
what men need
all...
to understand, and this is very, very critical, they need to understand and state what they want at the beginning. The beginning is very crucial. And when we talk about relationships, you never hear men talk about what they want. Women have scared the living bejesus out of men to where men are nothing, most men are nothing more than doormats, okay? They are the coat laying down in the puddle. And the women are walking across their asses with stiletto heels. And a lot of times fathers, I will correct them when they say, well, I teach my daughter how she should be treated by a man. I say, okay, but to keep your daughter from being a taker, what is she supposed to give? She, sure, she wants all these benefits, but what is she giving? So, and then they think that through, and a lot of men have not thought that through, and that's our fault. That's our fault. Men have to speak up, just like you said earlier, a closed mouth doesn't get fed, and of course, a silent mouth doesn't get heard. And so men just need to speak up so the equation can be balanced. We love you all. Actually, according to Dr. John Gray, men care more about women than women care about men. And you say, prove that. I say, glad you ask. Men are willing to do more for women who mean nothing to them. They're doing it on a chance, complete chance. Women, on the other hand, will suck up all the benefits, but they aren't willing to do a damn thing. They aren't even willing to open the conversation. But they want men to pay for them. I was on a Christian show where women were saying, if you don't pay, I'm worth it. And I say, you know, you are the epitome of arrogance. You are worth another man's money? What if he, like, just like a woman doesn't want a man to bend her over and have her way with him, a man doesn't want a woman to bend him over and have her way with his pocketbook. So these are things that we must deal with at the outset if we expect to get any traction. And I applaud Eric for having these kind of shows because most people are afraid of these type shows. They just scare them. They scare the living hell out of them. And they run away from it.
He's a man.
And, you know, and nowadays, in this day and age, you know, to be somebody that had a baby in high school, it was very, very, very few and far between that I would even tell a chick straight off that I had a daughter because, first of all, I had to find out about you for myself, you know, and it wasn't like I was just going to bring her in the mix of all of this.
Right.
You know, and now, with the way the world is now, everybody has children, but just not that many people are married. You know, there are a whole lot of things that play into this whole relationship thing as a whole because, I mean, hell, you said you have a daughter. Now, how is it going to look as soon as you meet a man, you tell him,
hey,
you can come on to my house.
Not that much. I have a daughter, and I'm not in a relationship with anyone. I'm looking for a relationship. I'd like to be in one. You know, I don't hardly go out anywhere other than maybe to dinner with a couple of girlfriends or whatever. And you lay your cards on the table, and you tell him, hey, I'm not looking for any drama. My life is already working just fine without drama. Now, that man can do one or two things. He can come as a man and bring and reciprocate with everything that he has going on, or he can shoot you a whole lot of game, and that game will go probably a lot farther than the truth with some women. As crazy as it sounds, because the game has to be twisted up so much till it's just wonderful, you know. But I think that people just, they need to tell the truth from the very beginning. And if you have a child or you're bringing little people into this equation with you, then that's even more serious, because I've been at people's houses before, and I'm waiting on this little bastard to go to sleep. I wish his daddy would come and get him or something, you know.
Yeah.
But, been there, done that.
And that's the way I work, so you sure would have had to wait till my baby went to sleep. She ain't finna see you nowhere around it. You ain't daddy. So I don't want her questioning if you are, so you ain't finna be around. The only man she done seen is daddy, so she ain't got no confusion when you come around. You see what I'm saying? So, and that's just having respect. That's just having respect for who you are.
Can I ask you a quick question? Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
You see, say for example, now, all right, you meet a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because you like women and that, say you and him share the same liking for a woman, and you know, would you be all right with a menage a trois?
What the hell are you talking about?
Asking, brother.
That ain't got nothing to do with me talking about a menage a trois.
I know. Don't
want to
answer that.
And that is the backers way ass a lot of men think. Just like that. That's the way backers ass men think. Just
you
just said. That is bullshit, but, man. You don't ask no woman
but,
that.
But the thing about
all right, all right, all right. But she's been open and she's a big woman.
I understand where he's coming from, because he's like, if a woman gonna talk, I'm going to listen to the woman that's willing to tell
you know what? That's like asking a bisexual man, hey, if you know you and your wife see the same man, you're like, would you be interested in a menage a trois? Would you ask
a man would love that shit, innit? Yeah, obviously a man would, you know, I just want to ask if how she feels like, if I ask a woman.
Supreme, how you know a man would like that?
I mean, I would have thought a man would be on, you know, gay men are the most promiscuous of all time, from what I'm hearing.
Okay, I'm leaving it alone.
Hey, Eric, let me say this. Now, you may not want to discuss that, but actually, Shasta opened the door to that. Because when she told me yesterday she was bisexual, that was a jaw dropper.
Wow.
She said that. I'm like, and maybe sometimes we'll talk about that, but let me just say, in terms of conversation, I don't say anything is necessarily off the table amongst adults, but she did open the door to that. Because that actually expanded the conversation dramatically.
Look, I'm going to fix everybody up real quick because I have a story to tell. So before I tell my story, I'm going to fix that up real quick. Honestly, if I was to meet a guy that I could be real with and just tell him, you know, I'm interested in females, this is the way that I live life, and I would like for you to accept me as such. Not try to change me and say, oh, if I'm with you, you know what I mean? Just accepting me for who I am. And he was just as interested in a woman as I was. Hell yeah, I'm down with it.
Ooh, yeah.
That's me and my man. That's me and him. This is how we riding. I ain't going nowhere as long as he understands that she ain't finna take me from you, so I ain't going nowhere with her. You know, but that's just me. That's just me, and I'm just saying, hey, I'm just being me and just saying. Look at Chef Rob.
If I met a woman like
Chef Rob,
I would let her do what she's doing.
Over and
as long as it ain't with another man, that would. then it would be a problem. But if she did, if my queen wanted to do that with other women, it wouldn't bother me. As long as she ain't doing it with other men, that would.
Oh, wow. Okay, let me tell my story. I'm about to throw y'all for a loop.
Come back to me with them talk there anyway. You know.
Okay, here, my theory is I'm not
the woman you like, other women.
She mine, she mine. Go and find your own.
Well,
I ain't sharing.
I got a story to tell because I met someone and it was really odd for me. And I was telling Mr. Eric about it. I call him Mr. I put Mr. in front of that, y'all. But I was telling Mr. Eric about a situation that I had that kind of stemmed the down low conversation of yesterday. I had met a guy. I kind of knew that I was interested in him from the beginning. So we're talking about new relationships. I'm not going to tell you how this one went. You know, I met him, y'all. We was texting. You need to stop, Chef. You are something else. So I met him, and we were texting, and we might have talked on the phone once for like an hour or so. And what we were talking about was realness. I told y'all, you know, I don't have casual sex. I really don't like the fact that a lot of guys around where I am are sleeping with other men and lying to women, and I'm not digging that. I'm not looking for a relationship right now, but I am open to one. So if I met a single guy, you know, who seemed like everything was going our way, then, you know, me and this guy were really, we were mixing. I kind of felt like he was feeling me and I was feeling him. So we decided that we would hang out. He was like, you know, how about we hang out tonight? Okay, I'm cool with that. Now, I am old-fashioned. I'm not going to lie to y'all. So I expected him to come pick me up. I ain't going to lie, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You didn't ask me, can we hang out tonight? So I'm looking about 7:30. You going to come through and come get me. So he showed up like a gentleman that he was. He opened the door. Everything. I was like, oh, y'all, I could have melted. I'm thinking, ugh, he's a gentleman. This could be okay. You know what I mean? So everything was good. We went over to his house. It was like, what time was it? I try not to hang out too late, y'all, because I hate for a man to get the wrong idea at the wrong time of night. So it was about 10, and I knew I wanted to be gone by 12. If I had to yawn to be gone by 12, it's some yawning that was going to go down. But I'm, you know, we're chilling, conversating. I'm a football fan. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I don't really care what anyone thinks. It's win, lose, or draw. But we were talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Everything was going fine. There are some things that this man decided to tell me, y'all. We started talking about work. He asked me what I did, such and such and such, and I asked him what he did. He's like, you know, I work at a probation. I'm a corrections officer and such and such. And I'm like, wow. Okay, cool. Yeah, I have to tell every bit of my story. Whatever. I don't want them to miss a drop. So he's telling me who he is. You know, I'm a probation officer, and I'm just really feeling it. Like, hey, he's got his life together, and I've got mine. I'm at school. We gonna mix. Well, this man was holding a few things back from me. One of the main ones, and you're gonna ask me how did I find out, but I'm gonna tell you everything in between to shorten my story. This man really did not have a job. Now, I was interested in this man potentially to open myself up to the realms of what a relationship could possibly be in. Lied about having a job. Wasn't a corrections officer. He actually just been fired from Burger King. That was the first thing. The second thing, he tries to kiss me and I don't return the kiss. So he immediately flies off the handle and he's like, oh, that means you don't want to be with me. You don't want me because I tried to kiss you and you didn't return the kiss. So we have this big conversation, and I just explained to him that a kiss is more to me. It's more to me. A kiss means more. That's the most serious type stuff to me. If I'm smooching all on you, because you can get mono from just kissing on folks. So if I'm going to just be stuck in face with you, it's because you mean more to me. So I told him, don't take any offense by that. You know, I'm not any less interested in you because I didn't want to smooch faces. You just don't know me, so you don't know that I'm this way. And that's the way I try to kind of put it toward him. You know, I don't mean any harm. Well, later on I find out while I'm using his phone, you guys, that he is interested in other men. He actually...
How is that?
I knew somebody was going to ask me how. So he put an ad on Craigslist to find another man.
Whoa.
You know, the man for man.
Whoa.
He had put an ad... I knew I was going to tell y'all for a loop. So he had put an ad on Craigslist for man, and I just happened to be using his phone, and I guess, you know,
the last time you do something, if you don't necessarily take that off the face of your phone, when that light comes back on, it's still where you left it. So I immediately see like four or five man for man Craigslist ads. And I'm just like, oh, shit. You know, this guy is mad at me because I don't want to smooch faces with him. And he's judging me. And he's judging me because I'm bisexual. You know, oh, that's a red flag of trust because I don't know if you would want to sleep with another woman. When really, the whole time, you're having sex with other men and looking for women to date. But you want me to take you seriously. You want me to take this whole relationship thing seriously? How can you take a person who lies from the beginning of who they are seriously? If you can't straight up tell a person that you don't have a job, that's just the beginning. If you don't have a job, oh, well, I don't pay your bills. I don't know how you get them paid, but that's you. You could just say, you know what, I'm not employed right now, but I'm seeking employment. Oh, that's what's up, G, me too. You never know what somebody else is going through, but while you're so busy trying to impress me and lie about who you are, you're just digging a deep-ass hole for what it won't be. You see what I'm saying? Like, so it could kind of throw me myself. I just kind of got thrown for a loop. So now I'm just like wondering if all guys are secretly bisexual. You know?
Hell no!
Like that, and even Eric said that. Like, oh no, Shasta. But this.
But look here. Hell no to the millionth exponent. The thing is, look, Shasta.
Y'all, he didn't look like it. He didn't. His, you know, nowadays the young post. Folks say swag, but there was nothing about him that said, I secretly, you know, have relations with men, but I date women openly, and that's not something I share with them.
Yeah, but Shasta, you are a bit dualistic yourself. And what does it mean? Just clue me in. I know what the technical definition of. You are bisexual yourself.
Yeah.
So what does that exactly mean?
It means a lot because I'm honest about it. I'm not trying.
That means you have sex and romantic interludes with men and women. You have liaisons or lambent. relationships with men and women. So you know you're straddling the fence, as it were. What about that? I mean, do you critique yourself?
Listen, that don't work. Okay, it doesn't work, and I'm gonna tell you why.
What doesn't work?
It doesn't work to say, you know, you can't really comment on that or you're straddling the fence. When I met this man, I told him I was bisexual. If I have any interest in you at all, that's not something I'm going to hold back. I'm too verbal. Hey, I like girls. If you see an ass and I see the same one, don't be afraid if I be like, oh, look, she got a nice ass. That's why
I tell him. Is it worse for him to be bisexual than you?
Look, it's worse for him to be because he tried to hide it from me. And because
so you're saying it's the hiding. Okay, I see what you're saying.
That's the main, yes, I'm not judging nobody. I have nothing against gay people at all. Like we said, I'm bisexual. But if you're hiding who you are from someone else and you want me to be led to believe that you're someone else, then that's wrong.
So looking at it from an anatomical and just a structural standpoint, you would have no problem, assuming you met some person that was compatible, a male that was bisexual, you would actually attempt to have a relationship with a bisexual male?
No. No.
I'm sorry, say again?
No. I'd have still been his friend. Even if he would have been like, I'm bisexual, I'd have been like, you know what? You know, that's you. I'm not going to judge you. I am too. I'm just not interested in dating a bisexual male.
Okay, no bisexual male, not just him, but you wouldn't date any bisexual male.
No, sir. And the difference between that for me is that's penetration still. I feel like a female, and I'm going to get deep real quick. I feel like a female, there's no penetration there. You know what I mean? Like, still, yes.
They use objects. You guys use objects. You use your tongues and fingers. So there is an exchange of bodily fluids from female to female.
Let me specify, because unless you're a woman and you have sex with women, all you know is what you see. So
no,
let me specify.
I read the reports of people who do know. So I read the reports. You're talking to a different kind of fellow.
Okay, but you've read it.
Yes.
Rather than talking to someone who's done it and they're telling you about it.
Okay, so what's the point? Go ahead, please.
So what I am saying is there's a confusion in that, too. A lot of times a woman will say, oh, I'm a lesbian. Well, if you're a lesbian, I don't believe in penetration. If you're a real lesbian, then why would you need a toy dildo to be trying to have any sort of penetration? A real lesbian does not want any penetration. We don't want anything that looks like a penis, might resemble a penis, or feel like one.
You said so we. You're not including yourself. You meant they.
Okay, they, we. I'm just saying
you want penetration, though. So you're not one of those who doesn't want penetration, correct?
Right. I date men.
You want penetration. All right, go ahead.
But I'm saying in realms of a lesbian woman who does not date men, she, to be a lesbian would mean that you don't deal with dildos and penetration. If
well,
you're
doesn't
a
she
woman,
lick? Don't they use the tongue and fingers?
Listen, if you're a woman... You're a woman and you're saying I want to play with a dildo, then you may very well be bisexual. I wouldn't consider you a lesbian because you still are looking for the penetration that you would get from a man. So instead of being a lesbian, you're a bisexual. You're bisexual. You just like for a woman to assume that role instead of a man. You know what I mean? Like a lot of women do that too. They're like, oh, you know, I'm lesbian, but they play with dildos. No, you're bisexual. But you still like the thought of penetration.
But sister, you wouldn't accept a bisexual male. Would you accept a bisexual female?
If she wasn't married, yes.
What kind of thing is that then?
Well,
if the man deals both ways, why can't? And you, if a man who just deals with women, yeah, straight man only deals, women, yeah, he's prepared to accept you. The fact that you accept both. Well, why
right.
can't you accept a man who does double duty as well?
I'm
you
just saying, I wouldn't.
Duty.
It's not that I don't accept him. Let's not get that wrong. I'm not judging him
you might
to where I would.
Him,
I'm
you
not.
You won't have
I won't date him. No, right. Okay. And that's my preference. So you're right.
Why?
You're right. I do want a man to accept that about me, and to be. And I've had men ask me, you know, if you were in a real serious relationship with a man, could you not date women? Yeah, I could.
But
not
you say it's because of where you said this because of the way he penetrates, right? He has to penetrate the butt. But some straight men like to penetrate, give women do it anally on women as well.
Well, and I have deep conversations pertaining to that to other male friends. That if a man wants to mess with a female anally, would he also mess with a man anally? And if you just want to know my opinion, it's yes. If you'll mess with a female anally, there's really no difference. An asshole is an asshole. I don't know how explicit y'all want to get, but to me, it's all the same. So I do believe that you, if you would anally mess with a female, you would anally mess with a guy. Everybody's been doing it.
I don't think you're making much sense. Mr. Solutions, is you making much sense? Is it me?
It makes a lot of sense to me.
Whoa, hold on.
I think, and this is the way I feel, if a man does have anal sex with a woman, then it's no different than having it with a man.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I'm saying Shaz is saying that she won't deal with a man who's bisexual, but she will deal with a woman who's bisexual.
Okay, but she's a hypocrite.
She won't accept that man for doing double duty, right? But a man who's a straight
that,
man
no.
will
hold
accept,
on,
will
on,
accept
on,
her for doing
go
double
back,
duty.
Okay,
I
back,
don't
go
understand
back.
That.
I'm not a hypocrite. All I'm saying is, look, if I want a woman, I just want a woman. I don't necessarily want her man to, or I'd be in a relationship with that man. That if you want me to specify. It's just that I don't want to be with her man, or else he'd be mine. That's all I'm saying.
No, like,
okay, hold up. Wait a minute. Let's see, 205, you there?
Yes, I'm here. This is Leah.
Right, Leah.
I've been listening to the conversation a little bit, and I had one quick question. And I know we were talking about the whole anal thing. So if that's the case, what about oral? So if a woman does oral to a man, is that the same as a man doing oral to a man?
I wouldn't know about that.
No, 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 no,
no. I'm not going with that one. Hell no.
I won't say that either.
Well, I'm just saying, y'all brought up the anal thing.
If a woman is oral to a man, is that the same as a man doing oral to a man? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
say it again.
I'm simply saying, y'all were talking as if anal is the only thing that two men can do, and that specifically makes him go that way, but that's not the only thing that two men can do. So if they do the other, does that automatically mean, you know, if it's oral, I mean, you could apply that same logic to oral, and what does
so
that
you're
mean?
Saying, will a straight, can a straight man give another man oral sex?
No, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying or what I'm hearing is, mm-hmm. if a man likes to do anal on a woman, then that means he has tendency and he would do anal with a man. Well, fine. If the same man, a random man, that doesn't have to be the same man, mm-hmm. he'd like a woman to perform oral sex on him, does that mm-hmm. mean that he would like to have oral from a man?
No.
Well, not necessary. It depends on.
Oh, well, of course not, sister. What kind of
it depends on if that was what he wanted.
In this day and age, hell yeah, it could be. Depends on the man. You know, like she said yesterday, you had to download brother. So
right, he might like sex with a woman, but oral from a man.
Yeah.
So that's what made him down low.
I mean, there's many of them jokers walking around. I am not one of them, but there's many of them walking around. So,
yeah.
I mean, anything is possible. Let's
but I
be
understand,
honest.
Yeah, I understand where she's coming from with her question, that it could very well be just like that.
And I guess all I'm trying to say is just because a particular guy likes to do a particular thing with a woman does not automatically mean he can go that way.
I mean, true enough. We're just speaking opinions, though. None of these are facts. Nobody put
education. So, this is a fact. The sex between a man and a woman is categorically different from that between a woman and a woman or a man and a man. Sex between, I think the French have a saying, vive la différence or something like that. But sex between a man and a woman is different because the words male and female are sexual terms by definition.
Interesting.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen. So that is, if you look those terms up, and I know a lot of us are a little bit, lax with respect to looking words up, and I think that's a horrible impediment. But, yeah, male and female are actually sexual terms.
Right.
Even
so I can
use those terms when we refer to plugs, you know, male and female plugs. And so sex between a man and a woman, I know we have a tendency to confuse it, but sex between, and I think the lady asked, shit, I'm getting a schooling here. I think she asked a good question, because what a man and a woman does not mean that it should necessarily extend outside of that circle. That is between the man and the woman. And let me say this, by the way. At a certain point, we're going to get fed up, as has been said. If God doesn't judge America, he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. But if you look at the high rate of STD transmission and this sort of thing, genital herpes and all these other horrible diseases, when are we going to recognize that we do need committed relationships? We need to stop all this bopping around. And I think the CDC reported that one in two, American black women have herpes. They say it's incurable, and it leads to HIV, I believe. So if that number of women are infected with this...
I don't know about that.
Excuse me?
I don't know about that. I had to look that up, but I'm listening.
How about it if you take the time to go to the CDC website, that Center for Disease Control?
I'm just talking about herpes to AIDS. I'm just talking about the transition from herpes to AIDS.
Oh, okay. But they say that too, by the way. I didn't just make that up. Because herpes lowers your immune system and allows for
susceptible to the HIV virus. Doesn't mean it transitions into it.
Yeah, it allows for the HIV/AIDS. But at any rate, just having the general herpes is a deterrent enough. So I think we should start looking at stable relationships. What do you think?
Hell yeah. I thought that's what it all began with. So, yeah, definitely. If we had more stable relationships, would it be less folks coming up with things and, you know, more marriages that last? Because we wouldn't be worried about whether or not the grass was green on the other side.
All right. You know what? We're going to stop right there. We're going to end the show right there. Y'all can pick it up tomorrow.
Chef Rob
is
a mess.
And I'm going to tell you, Shasta's going to be here. She's going to be running the train by herself tomorrow, so y'all be nice to her. I will be listening somewhere. But anyway.
Y'all better not be mean to me.
Anyway, I want to thank Mr. Lowe, Supreme, Mr. Solution, Leah, A-Nav, Chef Rob, Charlotte.
I need all y'all to come back and hang out with me tomorrow.
Hey, I appreciate it. Everybody else who's listening, it's been fun, y'all. As always, we learn a lot of stuff when we get to talking. Now, I don't know how we got on this other issue we've been talking about, but, hey, I guess it is what it is. But anyway, hey, we're going to call it a day, y'all. So remember, like I always say, if you got that special someone at home, make sure you tell them you love them, you appreciate them, give them a good hug.
But, all right, everyone, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yeah. All right, bye. But once again, I want to thank you for a great show. And like I said, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Shasta have the train for a little while. So until then, y'all have a good one. I'm out of here.